It's time for high school football on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium and join Gary Fickle with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's Miles Klotz.
Well, good morning to all of you, and happy Dome season. It is the state semifinals in Class A live from the Uni Dome on the campus of the University of Northern Iowa in Cedar Falls. Gary Fickle, Miles Klotz on hand. As for their first year in Class A, the Regina Regals are back in the Dome, and they're taking on a hungry St. Ansgar Saints team who are 10-0 on the season. Regina, 9-1. Has won 9 consecutive games and are undefeated against Class A, 1A, and 2A teams. Gary, both of these teams got to the Dome last year and lost. Regina in the finals to Van Meter in Class 1A, St. Ansgar to Grundy Center in the semifinals, this same stage last year in Class A, both back with a vengeance this year, and two different teams, one that likes to go through the air, the other that likes to go on the ground.
They're going to race up and down the field, Miles. They both have their own contrasting styles. St. Ansgar, just a run-it-down-your-throat type of offense, just a dynamic rushing attack. And, of course, the Regals, under head coach Marv Cook and Ed Hinkle as the offensive coordinator, they love balance, and they are going to take advantage of what that defense gives them.
Well, this St. Ansgar team is, as I mentioned, 10-0 on the year, and they are led on the backs of 3 running backs, a pair of seniors and a junior, led by Ryan Cole, who's rushed for almost 2,000 yards and 25 touchdowns this season. Carter Sauls has rushed for 13 touchdowns, and Lauren Eisler, 732 yards and 5 touchdowns on the year. And they've also got a capable senior quarterback in Justin Horgan. The defenses for both of these teams have been a little up and down at times this year. Regina struggled to the end with Wapsie Valley last week, 32-27 win, and this is a St. Ansgar team that has had trouble at times this year, 14 points given up last week, although they really are rounding into form. Their 3 playoff games, 56-14, 42-6, 49-14. They're playing well at the right time. As for Regina, that defense is going to be the key to whether they pull out a win today.
Absolutely. You've got to be able to make some stops. Stop that third down conversion. That'll be one of my keys that we'll talk about in just a little bit. And it could come down to one play on defense, a stop at the key moment.
Regina at 9-1, St. Ansgar 10-0. Regina ranked number 2, St. Ansgar ranked number 3. The Saints looking for their first state title since 2011. The Regina Regals, an uncharacteristic 5-year drought. They are looking to pick up their first since winning 6 straight, ending after the 2015 season. And you got to feel this is their best chance in a while with this senior class led by Ashton Cook, Alec Wick, Levi Quinlan, and Theo Coley.
Yeah, those are 4 really, really dynamic football players. Ashton's coming in with a remarkable 2,218 yards, I believe. 2,286 through the air. 15.1 yard average per completion, 22 touchdowns. That's a all-state performance out of Ashton this year, his senior year. Theo Coley, 161 carries, 1,316 yards, 8.2 yard average. Miles, 27 touchdowns for Theo Coley. And then also Alec Wick, all-state performance again this year, 57 catches, 1,047 yards, 18.4 yard per completion average, and then 15 touchdowns. And you also mentioned Levi Quinlan. Remember, he was a running back last year. They converted him into a wide receiver this year, and boy, he's having a great year. 43 catches, 511 yards, and 4 TDs. So they've got the skill kids.
Talk about Alec Wick, senior year. He does get to play in the Dome. Didn't get to play last year. Suffered that gruesome injury in the state quarterfinal against West Branch. So that's a nice touch, getting to play in the Dome in his senior year with this class that has come up. Ashton Cook, a 3-year starter now. He has really, really progressed, and yeah, a good chance to show some college recruiters what he can do as it comes down to potentially the last game of his high school career.
Well, he's had 2 back-to-back years that are just anybody would just love to have. I mean, it's a dream. And the nice thing with Ashton is you watch him, he was just a really skinny kid when he was a freshman, and he has definitely put the weight on, filled out in the right spots, and really, really worked hard in the weight room and also in that film room with Dad.
Yep. All right, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Gary speaks with Marv Cook, head coach of the Regals, and we'll get a look at the keys to the game. It's the state semifinal between Regina and St. Ansgar. High school football on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
You can't argue with 50% off. It's fantastic. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We're going to have our Relax It's Lee's sale. Lee's is our signature brand for Carpet One. It has the best warranties in the industry. This is our last sale of the year. Now through November 22nd, we'll have about 5 selections that will be 50% off, and then the rest of the entire Lee's line is going to be anywhere from 10 to 20% off. 18-month interest refinancing will be available for this, so it's always great when you can delay those payments for a little bit longer so you don't have to pay for everything up front, especially with the holidays coming. And for every sale during this event, we will be donating $50 for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, building smart homes for disabled veterans. This is our last sale of the year. If you're looking for carpet, this is the time to get it. Bachmeyer Carpet One in Coralville, 3402 Merchant Street, across from Tyson's.
I'm with Marv Cook, head football coach of the number 2 rated Regina Regals. Coach, congratulations on your big win over Wapsie Valley last week. You came out on top of a very, very hard-fought back-and-forth type of football game in the quarterfinal, 32-27. Why don't you tell our listeners about that game?
Yeah, I mean, it was just an incredible football game. Wapsie Valley, we kind of knew on film that they were really, really talented. They play on the western side of the state, and they played top-notch talent, so we knew they had 4 or 5 really great skilled players, and I thought defensively we did a good job containing him for the most part. The receiver got away twice and made 2 great touchdowns against us, but I thought offensively we did a good job. I don't even think we punted the whole game, but we had some turnovers that caused us some issues, but ultimately, you know, just a great team win. Offense, defense, special teams, that's what it takes. And I told the team after the game, I said, that's what football is. Wapsie Valley made us look bad in all 3 of those phases at different times during the game, but we just kept persevering and overcoming, and fortunately came out on the top of the scoreboard.
Well, you came from behind to jump on top, and then you had to play defense in that last minute or two. How did that play out?
Yeah, I mean, it was it's like anything else. The first down's the critical play, and they threw an incompletion and kind of got behind the chains, and then they got into 3rd and long or a 2nd and long, and then they went to pass, and then Theo Coley made a great sack, put them in 3rd and long, and it kind of just really put them out of their heels a little bit.
Yeah, that was exciting. We were following that game as we were calling the West High PV game, so that was quite a game, Marv, to throw you into the semifinals. And tomorrow you're going to hit the road bright and early. I know the bus is going to take off at 6:15. It's a 9 o'clock semifinal matchup with number 3 rated St. Ansgar. The Saints are coming in with a 49-14 shellacking of MFL Marmac in the quarters. Marv, they're going to come right at you with a very powerful running game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they know what their identity is, they know who they are, and they hang their hat on it. And, it's going to be up to us to really play disciplined. I mean, you think if you get caught doing somebody else's job, if you have the fullback, you got to take the fullback. If you have the quarterback, you got to take the quarterback. And if you get caught doing somebody else's job, that's when it goes. And you can sustain them for 7-8 plays, and it just takes that one, and they're out the gate. So it's going to be a 48-minute or longer, locked in mentally and physically, and ready for a real Donnybrook, because that's the way they play. They play downhill on you, both offensively and defensively. They really attack you, and they try to stress you. And, it's going to be a great challenge for our defense, but then also offensively. So, we're going to need to be ready.
Well, they have decent size up front in their offensive line, which provides, running lanes for their wishbone attack. You obviously have watched enough film on senior Ryan Cole. He's the St. Ansgar's 5'11", 180-pound standout player who can do it all. He leads the team in rushing with 1,918 yards. He averages 8.4 yards per carry. He has 25 rushing touchdowns. And if that's not enough, he leads the team in receiving and also has a kickoff return and a punt return for a touchdown. You obviously need to slow him down. The question is, how do you go about doing that?
And he is the bell cow of that group. I mean, he's their, you know, he's the lockdown corner. They put him on the best receiver every game, and he's obviously an incredibly talented football player. So, you know, again, it just doesn't come down to one guy. It's going to be all 11, you know, playing to the ball, getting to it, making plays, staying disciplined. You know, and players like that, you don't stop them. You just try to contain them. You know, try to minimize the big plays. But you're right, he does it all offensively. He catches, he runs, he blocks, he, you know, he plays quarterback, he does it all. I mean, he's a truly great football player. But it's their team. I mean, that's what it takes. And I try to explain this to our guys, that this is you know, truly, they put their best 11, not their 11 best players. It's the best 11 that play as a unit, and that's what we need to be able to match. And as long as we're all playing on the same unit, playing with the same intensity, the same desire, and the same energy, you know, I think I like our chances.
We hopped in the UFG Insurance time machine to ask future you what's worth it. You said things we expected, like your family, your best friend, and the coolest pet in the world. But there were surprises, too, like the dream job you couldn't believe you got and the person you met who changed your whole life. Oh, and BT Dubs, while we were talking, you of the future asked us to tell you it's all worth it. We think you should trust yourself on that. So no phone when you drive, and sign the pledge against distracted driving at UFGWorthIt.com.
My community means everything to me. That's why I joined the Army National Guard. I'm proud of where I'm from, and as a soldier, I get to give back to the people that helped me succeed. The training and leadership skills I get from the Army National Guard help me every day when I teach young people and look out for my community. If you'd like to learn how you too can serve part-time in the community you love, visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls, Iowa, as we get set. It's about 8 to 10 minutes away from kickoff between the number 2 Regina Regals and the number 3 St. Ansgar Saints from the town of St. Ansgar up in Mitchell County, not too far from the Minnesota border, both about an hour and a half away. And St. Ansgar played a good schedule this year, beat a number of good teams, and then last week coming off of a really good win against a very good MFL Marmac team, 49-14. Gary, let's get to the keys to the game, starting with our home team, the Regina Regals.
Okay, Miles, number one, and I think this is probably the most important key, third down conversions. The Regals offense needs to be efficient on third downs. They need to convert at least 50% of the time on third down. On the other side of the ball, the Regals defense needs to hold the Saints to less than 50% on third down conversions. Number two, the Regals offense is not a grinding offense. They are at their best when they hit on big plays. This morning will not be an exception. In order to win the semifinal game, they need to come up with, I believe, at least 6 plays of 20 yards or more. Number three, ball security. Every possession will be important in this one. The Regals cannot afford to have any more than 1 turnover in this game. The margin of error, as I've mentioned, is absolutely razor thin today. Number four, I'm not sure the Regina defense can shut down the Saints' powerful running game. They're going to get their yards throughout this contest. The Regals will need to make some key defensive stops in the red zone. Can the Regals force the Saints to settle for a field goal instead of a touchdown? And number five, penalties. How many games, Miles, have we seen this year where penalties crushed drives or allowed the opponent to keep drives alive? The Regals need to stay disciplined and not commit any more than 6 penalties. Let's keep those penalty yards under 50 today.
As for the St. Ansgar Saints,
I would say the first key would be the Saints have a lot of pride in the ability to run the ball. They love long, sustained drives that eat time off the clock and lead to touchdowns. Those types of drives have an effect on an opponent mentally. They feel like they are always playing from behind, and that can lead to turnovers.
All right, let's pause for one moment and take a listen in to the national anthem here inside the dome.
I don't think after a little blur.
All right, I think we're waiting a little bit on the national anthem, so Gary, let's continue the keys.
Okay, number two.
Sorry about that, guys.
Control the time of possession. It goes without saying that this is exactly what the Saints' game plan will be today. Limit the number of opportunities Regina has on the field offensively. Number three, look for Ryan Cole, the Saints' multi-purpose senior, to spearhead the Saints today. He does it all. He could very well push his total rushing yards for the season over 2,000 in this game. That's absolutely amazing. He also is a huge threat on kickoff and punt returns. His presence on defense will also, Miles, be felt today. Number four, do the Saints' defense have an answer to the Regina passing game? So many teams have tried this year, but no teams have been able to control Ashton Cook and company. He's thrown for nearly 2,300 yards and 22 TDs. To me, if the Saints are going to win, they need to limit Ashton to fewer than 150 passing yards. And last, the Saints would no doubt love to have another shot at Grundy Center. They lost to them last year in the semis, 23-21. The Saints need to be careful here and not look too far ahead. The Regals can end any hopes of that rematch in a hurry.
As for Regina, they kind of benefit. It was Van Meter that was their kryptonite last year. Van Meter remained in 1A while the Regals dropped down A. So this is the first meeting between these two teams, St. Ansgar and Regina. Not a surprise given the distance and the class. And yesterday was a pretty wild day in the first state semifinals, starting in the eight-man game.
How about this one?
St. Mary's of Rems in 108. Montezuma and their star quarterback, Eddie Burgess, 94.
That's just amazing.
Even for eight-man.
Over 200 points scored in that game.
And then a little bit of an upset as Fremont Mills takes down Don Bosco of Gilbertville, 32-30. And then in the Class 3A games, Harlan, 44. BHRV, Boyden Hole Rock Valley with 7. And Cedar Rapids Xavier Falls in overtime to North Scott of Eldridge. All right, we got the national anthem now. Well, the national anthem in the books. We are getting ready for kickoff, and let's get a look at the starting lineups. And we'll start with the Regina Regals. Left to right on the offensive line, Andrew Weiss, Caden Shelter, Jackson Marks, Aiden Udell, and Josh Gaffey. That's a veteran group. The quarterback is Ashton Cook, the running back Theo Coley, and then Levi Quinlan, Alec Wick, and Sam Aitchison, the ones to watch on wide receiver. As for St. Ansgar, their defensive line as follows: Casey Heyman, Elijah Soltero, Colin Euben, and Sage Holshizer. Linebackers: Derek Peterson, Tate Mayer, Carter Sauls, and Lauren Eisler. And the defensive backs: Brady Hackenmiller, Noah Michels, and Ryan Cole. Regina's defense, left to right on the defensive line: Andrew Weiss, Josh Gaffey, Jackson Mills, Aiden Udell, Jackson Marks, Theo Coley, and Blake Chambliss are the linebackers. And defensive backs: Alec Wick, Levi Quinlan, Sam Aitchison, and Carson Jensen. St. Ansgar's offense is led by quarterback Justin Horgan and running backs Ryan Cole, Lauren Eisler, and Carter Sauls. Their main pass catcher is tight end Taylor Hillman and Matthew Hall, the wide receiver. Left to right on the offensive line: Casey Heeman, Alex Hansen, Sage Holshizer, Colin Euben, and Jex Schutcher. Sage Holshiser does the punting for St. Ansgar. Ryan Cole the kicking. And Alec Wick is the kicker for Regina. Getting ready for the coin toss.
You know, one thing you notice with those starters, Miles, is the fact that Regina will have 9 two-way starters, and St. Ansgar, they'll have 6 two-way starters. And it does make a difference in the dome. If you were outside playing in 40 degrees, that would be one thing. You can play all day in those weather conditions. But in the dome, it's a little tricky. It's a little bit different. It's 72 degrees, and the players are very susceptible for cramping up. And if you've got 9 guys going both ways, we're going to make sure we're going to need to have some substitutions throughout this ball game to keep those guys as fresh as you possibly can.
Yeah, you might not see much of Ashton on defense today. Ashton Cook.
I would say, you know, he plays that safety position sparingly in key moments.
All right, so the two teams getting ready to go. And it'll be Regina to receive to start this second half. Drew Clevenger is in his 21st season at St. Ansgar. He's won a state title here in 2011. 167-57, a really impressive record. Marv Cook, though, 157 and just 20 losses in his 13th season.
And amazingly, a 6 consecutive year moment of state championships for Coach Cook, his staff, and the Regals. And that's something that the Regina community will remember forever.
This will be his last year coaching son Ashton. Son Drew was the star quarterback on several of those state title teams. And now Regina will get a chance to add another one to their trophy case, but it starts today in the Saints semifinals with the Saints of St. Ansgar. Levi Quinlan and Alec Wick are back to return for Regina, and this kick headed towards the right hash where it's reeled in by Quinlan. Quinlan takes it up the middle, gets a block left, finds a hole, back to his left. He's across the 35 and down to about the 36-yard line, so solid field position for Ashton Cook and the Regals. You know, you look at the point totals the last two games, 32-28. Feel like they're going to need to score more than that if they want to come out with a win today.
Yeah, and I think it's the caliber of teams that they played against. I think it, hopefully, we'll find out. Hopefully they were a little stronger than what St. Ansgar faced.
Ashton Cook comes out of the shotgun here with trips out to the right, and Theo Coley joining him in the backfield. Calls for the snap, grabs it, and his handoff to Coley on first down as he takes it up the middle, cuts out to the right side, trying to swerve around the right edge, but he's dropped to the ground around the 45-yard line. But that should be enough for the first down.
Going to give him a nice 11-yard carry right there. Great way to start the ball game. 11 yards and a first down.
And we should mention we are set up today where we're looking at this field vertically rather than horizontally. This might be a little bit tougher to tell some of the yard distances today, but we'll try our best. First and 10 from the 47. 2 split wide receivers either side. Hand off Coley straight up the gut, and that's going to be tough against St. Ansgar today. It's about 2-3 yards, but this is a strong Saints defense. A couple of shutouts this year, and overall just a real nice defensive squad.
Yeah, we talk about the points that St. Ansgar scores, but we don't want to forget this defense. They're stout up front.
2 wide receivers split on either side, second down and 8. Cook looks to the sideline. Ball is at about the 48-yard line. Ashton readies, calls for the chest-high snap. A quick throw out right, that's complete. And wrapped up immediately on the far side. Believe that is Levi Quinlan on the reception. That is. And he was wrapped up right away by Bradley Hackenmiller, who's one of the leading tacklers for the Saints. So that will set up 3rd down and 3. Ball's just over midfield at the St. Ansgar 46-yard line. 3rd down's going to be a big one today. And it looks like Cook out of the shotgun again. 2 receivers on either side. And Theo Coley joining him on his left side as well. Now they put Wick in motion, and Cook rolling out to his left. He's looking for Wick.
He's got him.
And he's knocked down immediately, but he's got enough of the first down up to the 40. Got about 5-6 yards on the catch. Was wrapped up immediately there by Ryan Cole, but it's enough for the second first down of the drive for the Regals, and they'll set up 1st down and 10 here.
And that'll be a key matchup the entire game. Cole and Wick, 2 all-state players battling each other for 48 minutes.
Ball's at the St. Ansgar 40. Cook grabs the snap. Hands off to Coley. Coley running around the right edge. Breaks a tackle, but couldn't escape the grasp of Carter Sauls. And he'll scurry up to about the 34, 35-yard line.
I think we're going to give him five on that carry.
That
one nice thing with Coley is, you know, he's not the biggest kid in the world, but, boy, his feet are constantly churning, and he's got that good forward body lean.
Ashton with two receivers on either side here on second down and five. Grabs the high snap, and it's a quarterback.
Oh, it's a big hole.
He's got a hole straight up the middle, rolling out to his left, and then he's knocked down. Nice tackle there by Noah Michaels, the senior safety for the St. Ansgar Saints. Although that's enough for the first down, as that'll trot him up to the about the 26-yard line or so.
The Regals look good here in this opening possession.
Yeah, 3 minutes in, no score in this Class A semifinal matchup. Ashton Cook with a handoff to Coley. Coley tries a cutback, and he's met immediately. Not a lot of space there. So far, the Regina offensive line not getting a ton of push on those runs. That'll be a gain of one. Sets up second down and nine. Carter Sauls was there on the tackle for St. Ansgar. They lost in this semifinal last year against Grundy Center. The winner of this game will play the winner of the next game, Grundy Center versus Council Bluffs St. Albert. A look to the sideline for Cook on second and nine. Two receivers on either side. Coley, 2 yards to his left down the backfield. Balls on the left, just to the right of the left hash. Cook back to throw. Left
going deep.
Going deep for the end zone. He wants Quinlan.
Oh!
Threw him by about a yard or two. Quinlan had beat his man, Hackenmiller, off a double move, but just a little overthrown, and it brings up third and nine.
Yeah, Quinlan kind of was running the post route there, and Cook threw him into the flag, into the boundary there. Just a little miscommunication, a little bit of nerves right there. Look for Cook to be putting the ball in the air again here on third down.
Big third down. Two receivers split either side at Wick. Out in one-on-one coverage on the far side. Looking for him, and he hits Wick. Wick hit right away up towards about the 12-yard line. Is that enough for the first down?
It is. They're moving the chains again.
Big third down conversion for the Regals, and we've got a St. Ansgar player slow to get up, so that'll be a quick stoppage of play here. 8 minutes, 8 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And Regina's got the ball set up around the 13-yard line with a fresh set of downs as they look to capitalize on this opening possession.
You know, we talk about the third down conversions. Regina's doing just everything that they need to be successful here, converting on third down. Cook looks extremely comfortable here. He's 3 out of 4. Not anything deep, but just good, precise passes, picking up first downs, moving the chains, and they are now deep in St. Ansgar territory and looking sharp.
St. Ansgar's running back, Ryan Cole, the key running back, also plays linebacker, is jogging off the field on his own power. He looks all right. So 8:05 to play and ticking here in the first quarter. First down and 10, Regals, 13 yards shy of the end zone. Cook lines up with two receivers on either side out of the gun, ball on the left hash. Claps his hands, calls for the snap. Grabs it chest high. Quarterback keeper as he fakes to Coley. Runs straight up the middle, but read pretty well by the Saints. And Elijah Soltero's there to stop him for a short game.
Going to give him a short three. Yeah, short three, long two here on Cook's carry.
Second down and seven. It feels like four down territory early in this game. Second down and seven. Cook from the gun. Hands off Coley. Coley gets a good cutback lane left. Spins. He's near the goal line. And
just shy.
Just shy.
Yep, his knee went down.
They will pick up a first down, though. And so it'll be first down and goal for Regina. 7:09 to play and a good clock-churning drive here in the first quarter.
Nice little spin move by Coley right there, breaking a tackle. Just shy of the goal line.
Ashton out of the gun. They bunch up the rest. Ashton takes it straight up the middle, pushing ahead, and waiting on the touchdown. Ashton Cook on the 2-yard push, and Regina takes the early lead, 6-0 with 6:51 to go in the first quarter, and a good kick return set up a really efficient drive Regals on top here in the first.
Yeah, Levi got it started with that 26-yard kickoff return, and the Regals on a nice opening drive with a touchdown, five first downs, Miles, during that drive.
Alec Wick is 33 of 35 on PATs this year, and he'll look to knock another one through with the Regals scoring on their opening possession. Good snap, good hold, kick straight through the uprights. Regals 7, Saints 0. Hard to execute better than Regina did on that first possession.
No, great opening drive, great way to start this ball game. The Regals offense just clicking on all cylinders. Great play calling by Eddie Hinkle, sprinkling in the pass amongst the runs. And Regina, always great to get on the board first in a key game.
Well, now it comes down to where we think this game will be won or lost. The St. Ansgar offense against the Regina defense. And, of course, Regina, they were playing from behind much of last week against Wapsie Valley. So it is a big, big, big help for that defense that they can play a little more loose with this lead early on. Not want to give up or anything, but don't have to be as tense playing from behind.
And you have to wonder, too, with Ryan Cole going out on defense there, what type of an injury caused him to head to the sideline, and if he's going to be back in on this opening drive for St. Ansgar. And it looks like he is back out on the field. He is one of their return men on the kickoff team. I see number 8.
Again, they've got two other capable running backs in Carter Sauls and Lorne Eisler, but Cole's the workhorse. 25 touchdowns, 8.5 yards per carry. He and Theo Coley were neck and neck with a couple other names in those Class A running back yards and touchdown totals.
Yeah, those are two premier running backs in the state of Iowa in Class A.
As I mentioned, the game coming up after this is Grundy Center, the defending state champions in Class A the defending state runners-up. They fell to West Hancock last year in the title game against St. Albert of Council Bluffs. And then the 4A games later, Southeast Polk against Pleasant Valley, and the big one, Ankeny against Dowling Catholic, is the nightcap tonight, as Chase Bauer and the Ankeny Hawks take on the Dowling Catholic Saints. Maroons. It'll be Bradley Hackenmiller back deep to return, and there is Ryan Cole out there as well.
Yes, he's back out on the field.
Hackenmiller, Gary, two touchdown kickoff returns for touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
Given how many we've seen, got to hope he's not adding number 3 today. Wick with the left foot. They're going to angle this one short so he doesn't get a chance to grab it. And there's a collision between two St. Ansgar players. One of them grabs it and runs it up to about the 35. And given Hackenmiller's propensity to run balls back,
yes,
they try to keep it away from him. And here's the offense for St. Ansgar with the senior quarterback Justin Horgan being the one to lead this heavy rushing attack led by Ryan Cole.
And I think they're going to start out right around the 35-yard line. Good field position for St. Ansgar, but again, in last night's practice, they were talking about they would love to have St. Ansgar start at the 35 and not kick deep to a dangerous, dangerous return man.
Horgan under center, one receiver out wide, and a handoff here for Ryan Cole. Cole running it outside to the left, and that's an encouraging sign for Regina on the first carry as he's not able to grab a ton of space. Grabs it up to about the 35. That'll be a short gain, just about 1 or 2 yards. In fact, they don't spot him anything here. Second down and 10.
Yeah, Regina closed quickly on that play. Big number 69. Defensive tackle
Jackson Mills.
For Regina.
Morgan under center. Cole right behind him. And it's a fake handoff looking right for Hackenmiller. The pass well short. Nowhere close to his intended target. And Regina in good position here. It's third down and 10.
Yeah, that was somewhat of an ugly pass by Horgan. And this is going to bring up a third and long, something that St. Ansgar is not accustomed to. Regals defense looks good here early.
Third down and 10. Ball's at the 35. See if they go with a run here on third down. It's going to be tough, and there's a procedural penalty. Whistles on the snap. We'll see which side jumped first. And if it's Regina, that is a crushing penalty, but you're signaling false start. And it is. Wow, everything going Regina's way early in this one. Third down and 15 coming here for the Saints, and now feel like they have no choice but to go to Justin Horgan's right arm. And he's only completed 24 of 42 pass attempts this year.
Yeah, he doesn't put the ball into the air very often, but when he does, he's pretty successful.
Receiver out to the far side is Derek Peterson. And they send Cole out to the near side. Snap here to Horgan, looking to throw. Throws a deep ball here for Cole. He wheels it into the 40. One man to beat, stays on his feet, keeping it inbounds, and he's pushed out around the 5-yard line by Coley. He was in one-on-one coverage with Chambliss, and a big catch for Ryan Cole.
That was a wonderful catch by Cole. Fingertip grab. Horgan did a great job putting the ball where it needed to be. Got to a good amount of air underneath that pass.
And suddenly the tide of the game changes immediately as St. Ansgar gets set up right in front of our view here on the near end zone. Under center, it's a handoff for Cole. Cole running around the right edge looking for lead blockers. Dives for the goal line, and he's just short. Here's a nice part of this view is to really get a good look at the goal line. He'll get up to the 1-yard line. And so now this is where the Regina defensive line, a very good, very talented line, needs to step up big.
Yeah, the action is right in front of us, Miles.
5:37 remaining here in the first quarter. It's Regina 7, St. Ansgar 0 in the first meeting between these two schools.
Matthew Hall bringing the play in for the Saints.
They'll work out of this bunch up as well. They put 10 in formation.
Oh,
the ball's on the ground. It's loose, but it looks like St. Ansgar got on top of that. It was a low snap, and it was the Saints that grabbed it, but essentially a loss of a down and about 2 yards. And this will set up third down and goal from the 3-yard line.
And this is where the Regals need to bow their necks here on defense. We talked about shutting the Saints down in the red zone. Well, here's their first opportunity.
Third down and goal. Feel like this is 4-down territory early in this game. As points are crucial and hard to come by. Handoff here for Cole. He's immediately nowhere to go. It was Aiden Udell on the tackle. And now they're going to need to get about 3 yards here on fourth and goal. And Ryan Cole, at least as a running back, has been held pretty quiet so far tonight.
And here is that huge fourth down rolling of the dice.
They're going to take Justin Horgan off the field here.
This is going to be a wildcat. It's going to be a direct snap to Cole.
They've also got Carter Sauls, the fullback, in there as well. Cole out of the wildcat. Grabs a direct snap. He's looking to throw. He fires right, and the pass is caught. Did he get in the end zone? He did. Touchdown, St. Ansgar. Catching the touchdown, Ryan Hackbarth, the sophomore tight end. And they put it in Ryan Cole's arm, and he throws a touchdown, his first touchdown pass of the season. It's a one-point game. How about that?
Little two-yard floater to the tight end.
One that probably didn't show up on film, Gary.
No.
Here's Sage Holscheiser. He's 49 of 51 on PATs, and he's hit a field goal from 40. He's got a good leg. The holder is Cole. Snap good, hold good, kick straight through. 7-7 our score, 3:55 remaining in the first quarter, and this St. Ansgar offense, they are not going to give up. You saw that 3rd and 15, big play, set the tone for the rest of the drive.
That's exactly right, Miles. The Regals had them deep in their own territory, and they managed to come up with that third down conversion on the 63-yard bomb from Horgan to Ryan Cole. And then it looked like the Regals may possibly keep them out of the end zone, but a little trickery there by the Saints, with Cole throwing that 2-yard touchdown pass to Hackenmiller, and this thing is all knotted up with 3:55 remaining in the first, 7-7.
Well, a big positive for Regina is they still don't have to play from behind, get a chance to get some more points, but that makes it critical that they really could use points on this drive, preferably a touchdown, and that'll start with Alec Wick on the receiving side, Wick or Quinlan. Here on the
Levi had that
return.
Opening kickoff for 26 yards, so there are some return yards to be had out there. The Saints kicker, I don't think he's going to have too many touchbacks in this game, because if you remember, Quinlan fielded the ball at his own 10-yard line and scooted up to the 36 to start this game. Got a little bit of delay here. Here's your TV timeout.
Yeah, that's what
limited number of fans here, Miles, in this semifinal contest. Everybody's spread out pretty good.
They're allowing 2,400, 1,200 on each side. My guess, Gary, is it's quite a bit less than that in the stands for this 9 a.m. game. Yeah, a bit of an early wake-up call. But the St. Ansgar fans to our right, decked out in red, and the navy blue Regal fans on the left-hand side. St. Ansgar also brought the band as well, so
a little pep band action for the Saints. Big shout out to my good friend Bill Brandt, Brandt Heating and Air Conditioning. He's listening in at the office. Couldn't make it up this morning. Business is booming for Brandt Heating and Air Conditioning. They're gearing up for the winter season, right? You can just kind of see it's under 20 degrees as we were driving up here. It feels awfully, awfully good here in the Dome at 72.
Yeah, we managed to have good weather last week in the quarterfinals. It was almost 70 in Pleasant Valley. But this week it gets really cold, and, of course, that coincides with Dome season. Holshizer, it's a low
short kick.
Short kick that's bobbled but picked up here and running across the 35 down to the 37 is number 5 for Regina. That would be a name that we don't recognize off
Trent Girard.
Trent Girard on the return.
And again, good field position here, starting out at the about the 38-yard line. So see what Regals can do here on their second drive of this ball game.
They were really efficient on all ends on their first drive. Two receivers split either side. Coley on the right hip of Wick out of the gun. Pretty much the formation we'll see every play. Cook grabs the snap, back to throw. Surveys
there he is, right down the middle.
Ball over the middle.
Oh, in another hand
by Quinlan. Hit him right in the hands. He had beat his man one-on-one coverage with Hackenmiller and just fell out of those hands. That's a tough one to swallow.
You're not going to see that happen too often. Great ball by Cook right down the hash mark, and a rare, rare drop by Levi Quinlan.
They go trips right here on second down and 10. Ball's on the right hash. Regina with a handoff here. Theo Coley.
Coley.
Looks for a hold.
No, actually, it's Cook.
Quarterback for hold for Ashton, and he doesn't get a lot of space there. Maybe a yard or two to set up third and long.
They're going to drop him a yard loss.
They're down an 11. 3:28 remaining, first quarter. Regina and St. Ansgar knotted up at 7.
Here's that third down, third and long.
And there's very few quarterbacks in the state that can convert on third down like Ashton Cook. Trips left. Quinlan all alone on the near side. Coley on the left hip of Cook out of the gun. Shoulder high snap, back to throw. Looking left, fires left, and just off the hands of his intended receiver. Was looking there for number 11. And get a look at that number. It's another receiver not totally familiar with. Either way, it brings up fourth down on the punt team, Alec Wick. That was Dylan Vitetto.
Vitetto,
sophomore. Hackenmiller and Cole back to return.
This is very, very dangerous right now for the Regals.
Wick's punt. It's low, headed to the far side. They want to keep
it. Oh, he's got a nice bounce going.
Bouncing inside the 20, and it's tapped on there around the 18-yard line. So a three and out, but a good punt, and St. Ansgar will have to go about 82 yards for the score here.
Yeah, there's a 40-plus yard punt by Alec Wick. A low, low line drive, but managed to catch a little bit of the turf and ended up with a great Regina roll.
The ball is on the St. Ansgar 19 as they start the second drive. A hair under 3 minutes to play here in the first. And Ryan Cole working behind the quarterback, Justin Horgan. A couple of seniors on a veteran St. Ansgar offense. Morgan grabs the snap, a turn and a handoff. Cole shimmying to the right side, got a big hole around the edge, cuts back in, still staying on his feet, wrapped up finally around the 28-yard line And that may be enough to move the chains. And no, it's not. Just about a yard shy. Second down and a hair coming up here. But real, real good blocking around the right side there from the Ansgar offensive line.
You can see why he averages 8.4 yards a carry. That's a good offensive line that he runs in behind.
Second down and one. Ball's at the 28-yard line of St. Ansgar as they look to grab their first lead of the game with a score on this drive. And they go five wide here. They put Cole in motion, and Horgan, a quarterback keeper, spins his way through a big hole on the right side, and he's got the first down and a little bit more. Give him the 35 and a nice gain of 7 for St. Ansgar here. This rushing attack is causing problems for the Regina defense early on in this game. 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. It's a 7-7 ball game. State semifinals. Winner plays the winner of the second game after this. Grundy Center against St. Albert of Council Bluffs. Snap here to Horgan, and he gives it around right end. Looks like Sauls. Now it's Cole again. Grabs about 2-3 yards on the carry. I think, Gary, you can hold them to 2-3 yards on first down.
Yes.
You set up a pretty good set of downs for yourself as this defense. They only got one on that carry.
Well, you know, Coach Cook said that the first down is that all-important down, and Regals are doing a good job basically here, holding Cole to a one-yard carry right there. So second and 9.
Cole under center. Horgan under center. Stutter step Cole, and a handoff here for Sauls. Just about a yard on the play, and now we'll see if they go to Horgan's arm again on third down and 9 as we go under a minute to play here in this first quarter.
Yeah, this is going to be that big third down once again. Boy, we've got a lot of key third downs already, and it's just in the first quarter.
You know, I came in thinking this might be more of an offense-led game, and so far, not the case. Big third down here. Two wide receivers split either side. Sauls out of the backfield with Horgan. Horgan stutters Cole in motion. Drops back to throw. Looking for a deep ball down the near side. He's got Hackenmiller, and it's dropped off his hands. Hit him at the 30, and he's not able to reel it in. He had Aitchison in one-on-one coverage. And that'll bring up fourth down in the punt unit and a nice stop for the Regina defense.
Regina's very, very lucky that ball went off Hackenmiller's hands there.
You got to say, the way Horgan's been throwing the ball early, you might see them go to the air a little
well,
more.
Well, nothing fancy. They're just trying to match up one-on-one and the 50-50 ball.
Ryan Cole is the punter. He averages about 35 yards a boot. Alec Wicks back at the left hash. Regina's 30 to return. 22 seconds remaining in this first quarter, a 7-7 ball game.
Really want to see Alec catch this ball in the...
Oh, and it's a low punt headed towards the near side. Bouncing.
And that's going to take a Regina roll.
Rolls out at the 35-yard line. Not a great boot there, only about 20-25 yards on the punt.
It almost looks like somebody may have gotten a hand on it. I'm not sure if anybody did, but that ball was not what Cole wanted for a punt.
So after the Regina defense catches a break with a Brady Hackenmiller drop, the Regals, with just 15 seconds left in the first quarter, will try and avoid another three and out, which is what hit them on their last drive. Two receivers split either side here for the Regals. And Coley 2 yards back of Cook. And it's Coley with the handoff here on first down, straight ahead, nowhere to go. About 2 yards up to the 37, and that should run out this first quarter clock. As it'll set up second down and...
Looks like second and 9.
And 9 to go.
They're going
to
switch ends.
And a first quarter has come to the end. Competitive, all you could ask for, football, ground and pound. 7-7 ball game after 12 minutes of play. High school football on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
Hey, Eastern Iowa, Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. This month, we want to say thanks. So I'm on a mission to make car buying as easy as pie and help you snag a sweet deal on a nicer, newer car, regardless of your credit or any other sticky situation. You can drive home a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. That's not a lot of dough. So if your old car is flaky, crusty, or rusty, don't let it squash your happiness. You could drive a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. It's as easy as pie. Think getting approved is pie in the sky? My For the People credit approval process is sugar, spice, and everything nice, because we do everything in our power to make getting you approved as easy as pie. So rush down to Dave Wright Nissan Subaru and drive home in a nicer, newer car. That's the apple of your eye. You could be approved for just $7 down, but hurry before all the cars are gone. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and $7 down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends 11/30/2020.
When we first moved to town, I inquired about banks in the area that were very customer-friendly and family-focused, and I was referred to Midwest One Bank.
We're talking with Dr. Azeem Ahmed about Midwest One Bank.
I love the fact that Midwest One Bank hangs on to our mortgage. It allows us to feel that we're banking locally.
Midwest One Bank has a variety of home loan programs for local mortgage service.
Midwest One Bank really simplified it for us. Midwest One Bank is definitely part of the community. They truly are invested in the community.
Midwest One Bank is simply better banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, loan subject to credit approval.
This is KGYM Sports Radio, 106.3 Iowa City, the gym.
Welcome back inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls. 7-7 ball game after the first quarter. Start of the second upcoming. Gary, it's been competitive on both ends, a defensive battle early. Regina's got to get the air game going a little bit more in this second quarter.
And I'm sure that Coach Hinkle's got everything under control there. Regina will get rolling here. Yeah, just you watch. Cook in that first quarter, 3 out of 6, 20 yards. Theo Coley, 26 yards on the ground on 6 carries.
We'll flip the field, go right to left here. Start second down and 9 from about the 36-yard line. Cook from the gun, high snap, looks left, wants Coley on the
He's
out.
He's got room.
Hits him, Coley coming back inside, running to the far edge. He's near the 50, stays on his feet, pushed out of bounds at the St. Ansgar 45-yard line. Big pickup of about 20 yards and a first down.
Just a little swing pass. Get Coley out in space. Great call by Ed Hinkle right there. That's Regina's sixth first down here in the first half.
Regina now on the Saints side of the field as they head towards us around the north end zone, south end zone here. Inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls, which is not seen UNI football this year as they got moved to the spring, the Missouri Valley Football Conference. Ashton Cook from the gun, takes the high snap, looks back to throw.
Going deep.
Right, wants
going deep.
Ball. Quinlan near the end zone.
There's pass interference.
Pass interference. He had Quinlan one-on-one.
That's called trusting your receiver right there. Cook throwing that ball up.
Derek Peterson on the PI.
Peterson had no choice but to grab Quinlan.
The ball ended up hitting Peterson in his back. That is a pass interference, and that'll give them some free yardage.
Defensive pass interference, number 22, 15-yard penalty.
They're going to mark this off with about the 45-yard line, so we're going to be close to the 30.
Be right on the 30, Vic.
Yep, it is. There he goes.
7-7 game.
Right on the hash.
Start of the second quarter, 15 seconds in. Left hash here off the St. Ansgar 30. Regals score on their first drive, 3 and out on their second. Now Cook takes the snap, looks left, fires, caught by Wig of the 20.
Oh, nice.
Makes a man miss, cuts back in, dives towards the 20. And that should be enough for the first down. And it is. Gain of 11 up to the 19. Regina grabs another first down. Their seventh of this first half.
Boy, Alec Wick is just that security blanket for a quarterback. He's got great hands. Knows what to do with the ball after he makes that reception.
Cook, high snap, handoff, Coley. Coley going off right tackle. Spins, diving for extra yards up to the 16, a gain of 3.
Good body lean again by Coley. Little spin. Corkscrewing himself into a nice little carry there on first down. Going to give him a good 3-yard carry. Regina knocking on the door once again here early in the second quarter.
Second and 7. 7-7 ball game. Wick from left to right. Cook Looks right, looks for
he's got
room.
Room,
and he's got room. He's across the 10. He cuts back in, and he's wrapped up at the 6-yard line. Great play call, and it seemed like nobody on St. Ansgar was tracking.
They didn't. Yeah, they did not make an adjustment. Wick was left wide open out in the flat near the Regina sideline.
So now this will be first and goal from the 6. Again, Regina came close to stopping St. Ansgar in a similar situation last quarter. Now we'll see if the Saints defense, which has been crushed on this drive with those short plays going side to side. Cook.
Coley on the sweep.
Coley around the left edge.
He's going to get in easy.
Cuts back in. He's in. Touchdown, Theo Coley. His 28th score of the year. A 6-yard run around the left edge. Regal's back on top, 13-7.
Absolutely wonderful. Well designed, great blocking up front. Coley taking his time, reading the blocks, and then turning on that burst of speed that he has, and that would be his 28th touchdown of the year.
Ashton Cook holds. Wicks, extra point try. That's straight through. No trouble there. Theo Coley on a 6-yard touchdown run, and Regina playing from ahead again. They're able to stop St. Ansgar, and now it'll be the Saints' turn to try and respond here in the second quarter.
Yeah, nice drive by the Regals. Jumping back out on top in this one, 14-7. 10-17 remaining in the second quarter. I just think the points are going to be really, really important, especially touchdowns, Miles, because defensively, they're going to have a tough time stopping one another. Fun game so far. Got some early stats in the first quarter.
Yeah, we take a look at those. And the numbers on offense, not a whole lot going on.
You take that one long 63-yard pass play from St. Ansgar. That was the majority of their offense in that first quarter.
10-17 to go here in the first half.
What I like to see, Miles, defensively, the Regals have held Ryan Cole to 4 carries, 15 yards, a 3.8-yard average rather than his typical 8.4-yard average. So great job by the Regals. You've got to stop, as Marv Cook says, he's the bell cow. You've got to stop that bell cow. They did a great job in that first quarter. Two very, very dangerous return men. We can't overemphasize.
Hackenmiller and Cole. This one's headed straight to the middle. They won't let either of them grab it. He's running straight up the middle here. Number
That's Eisler.
For St. Ansgar, Lauren Eisler. And pretty good field position. Gets up to about the 45.
They're willing to concede a little field position to prevent that dangerous big play on the return game. So the Regina defense coming back out. Looking good here in this game so far.
First and 10 for St. Ansgar. They've got Carter Sauls in there along with Cole.
Going to run out of the eye right now.
Snap to Horgan. They give it to Sauls. The fullback spins ahead, but nothing there. About a yard or two. Mills was on the tackle for Regina. Second down and 6. Gave him a healthy 4.
What a facility to play in. A venue of this type. You and I more than gracious to allow the Iowa High School Athletic Association to use their facilities. Great recruiting tool for you and I.
And this time it's a handoff to Eisler, who got tripped up around the 50.
Going to give you one on that carry.
Sam Aitchison there. Now the all-important third
here
down.
Here it is again. Popping up again. Third down. We want to hold the Saints under 50% conversion in this game. And so far the Regals are doing a good job. Players from Regina are waving their arms. They want their fans to get involved in this game, and they are responding.
Looks
like Coach Dumont's going to call a timeout.
Timeout, Regina. Good time to burn one with 8:52 remaining in the second quarter. Coach Dumont circling the gang up near the sideline.
Yeah, we will step aside for 60 seconds. 8:52 to go here in the first half. Regina ahead by 7. High school football on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you are always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
This is KGYM Sports Radio, 106.3 Iowa City, The Gym.
So the third down conversion, they throw it to Brady Hackenmiller on a little reverse. And St. Ansgar picks up a crucial first down here as they're into Regina territory at the 44-yard line. Morgan turns and flips it here to Ryan Cole, getting some blockers, running around the edge, and he's wrapped up there around the 40-yard line. Tackle made by Blake Shambliss. Good snap there for Shambliss on a short game.
Absolutely. Shambliss was not going to give up the edge.
8:04 to play here in the second half, second quarter.
Cole is an outstanding running back, but he just doesn't have that breakaway type speed, so that's a good thing for the Regals.
Horgan under center with all three of his running backs there in the backfield. This time he gives it to Sauls, who pushes straight ahead off a little hole.
He's going to be up near that. Yeah, he's going to be up near that first down, just
a little
shy.
Probably about 2 yards short. And they give him 6, so 3rd and 1. And these short yardage situations is where St. Ansgar is particularly effective. Morgan takes the snap, hands off around the side to Sauls, who dives forward. And he's got the first down. About a yard there. Clock ticking under 7 minutes to go in a one-score game. 14-7 Regals here in the second quarter.
This was exactly what Coach Cook said. 2 yards here, 4 yards there, 7 yards, and then all of a sudden a big play. So Regina needs to keep him in check.
Morgan turns.
Here comes Cole.
Hands off Cole around the edge. Breaks a tackle from Coley. And he might have had enough for the first down. Just shy, about 9 yards on the carry. No, they're going to give him the first down. About 10 on that carry. And this is the Ryan Cole we were expecting to see.
Yeah, you've got to tackle him low. You don't want to tackle him upstairs. And that's what Coley got caught doing, kind of grabbing him up near the chest, and Cole just ran right through that. 5'11", 180.
Morgan. Hands off here for Sauls, and nothing there.
A good stop here on first down by the Regals. Going to give him a short one on that carry.
So it'll be second down and 9 yards to go here from around the Regina 21-yard line. Horgan.
Oh, it's on the ground.
No snap, but he hands off here to Cole. Cole running around the right edge, gets around past the 20, and then tripped up there by Aiden Udell and Theo Coley. It'll be about 2 yards on the carry. Andrew Weiss also there on the stop. Gain of 3, third down and 6 here.
Third down and 6.
The ball set at the Regina 19-yard line.
And what do the Saints have dialed up here on this third down?
Saul's the only one there in the backfield.
See if Horgan doesn't go to the air once again.
Snap to Horgan and whistles.
Looks like a timeout by the Saints.
Timeout called by St. Ansgar right before the snap. Timeout St. Ansgar, 5:06 to play in this first half, 14-7 Regals. Been a pretty good game so far, Gary, kind of what we expected. They tend to all be pretty good games once you get to this stage.
You know, the cream always rises to the top, especially when you get to the semifinals. There are four really, really good Class A football teams all trying to make it into the finals.
Regina 14, St. Ansgar 7. Again, this feels like one of those games that could come down to who's got the ball at the end of the game, with St. Ansgar going to take it to start the second half.
Yeah, every possession, every snap, so important in a razor-thin type ball game. And again, we talk about Regina going to be forced into making some key stops in the red zone. And here again, that third and 7. Two great coaching staffs. I mean, they're used to playing in the dome. Lots of history in both programs. Got 7, make that 8 state championships between the two of them.
St. Ansgar, a little tricky around the name. It's not a private school. It's a town up in Mitchell County that was named after a St. Ansgar. So it is a public school. A couple miles
just south of the Minnesota border. Yeah, they're up there.
And not too far from Osage, another football crazy town that area teams have played against in the past. Teams from our area. And 10-0 on the season. The big win last week against MFL Marmac. Team that traveled over from Monona.
Here we go. Both teams are back out on the field, and the officials marking the ball for play.
Third down and 6. Ball at the Regina 19-yard line. Saul's the only one on the backfield with Horgan. Grabs the low snap, and they'll flip
Here's
it
a
right
throwback.
Side for Cole. He's throwing for the end zone, and it is caught for
the
a touchdown.
Second touchdown pass of the game.
The running back throws again and completes it to Hackenmiller. And Brady Cole with his second touchdown pass of the day. You said it, 19 yards, and it's back to a one-point game, 14-13.
Cole, 2 for 2.
That was not something they probably expected to see a lot of today.
No.
From the film room. Hackenmiller was wide open, and now they're going to go for 2. Trying to take the lead as Horgan snaps.
Just a straight blast
Cole.
Play.
Cole straight forward. I think he's short.
He is. He did
is.
Not get
he
in.
Get there. So the gamble does not pay off for the Saints. Oh, no.
You
he
know what?
Get into
he
the
did
end zone.
Not get into the end zone on that pass play.
That is not a two-point conversion. He didn't get in. So it's 2nd and goal from the 1. Our apologies. I could have sworn I saw a signal, Gary. But I guess Hackenmiller went right down at the 1-yard line. So now the fullback Sauls is in there with Horgan, the quarterback. And they give it to Sauls. This time he is waltzing into the end zone. There's the touchdown for St. Ansgar. Carter Sauls with his 14th scamper of the year. That one without much resistance. And now it's a 14-13 game. You know what happened? They put the points on the scoreboard
yeah.
after that pass.
Yes. Everybody thought he was in. Everybody thought he was in, but the officials.
Now they're going to kick. They will not go for 2. I thought it was a little odd to go for 2 so early in the game. Holshizer, 50 of 52 on PATs this year. Horgan is the holder. Snap is good. Hold is good. Holshizer's kick right down the middle. And this game stays competitive. 14-14, 4:14 in the first half. Regina's defense, they were bending a lot and eventually just snapped after another big pass play.
And again, it was just that long, sustained drive by the Saints, eating away a lot of clock and ending up with a touchdown at the end. So we are, Miles, we are knotted up 14 all. Now, both teams have 2 timeouts remaining in the half. more than enough time for the Regals to march down and put some more points on the board before the half ends.
Remember, St. Ansgar gets the ball out of the halftime break, so it would be really imperative not only that Regina score points, but maybe more importantly that they don't allow St. Ansgar on the board before the start of the second half. Could be a huge momentum shift if they're able to score out of the half. And we're really going to need to see more out of Ashton Cook on this next drive here. He's been a little quiet to start things off today.
He's 6 out of 9, which is good, but boy, he's only thrown 9 passes so far, which was remarkable. But the key is he's 3 out of 3 on his last 3 attempts in the second quarter. So,
and most of them
that's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing. 17, 11, and 12.
Most of them have been pretty short passes as well.
Receivers able to pick up yards after catch. And we're about ready to get play resumed. The officials are blowing their whistles to bring out the teams. This is a well-officiated ball game so far, so nice job by the officials. Pretty clean, Miles. St. Ansgar's committed 2 penalties for 20 yards, and Regina, remember, one of the keys to our ball game, they have not committed a penalty so far here in the first half.
Sage Holscheiser to boot it away. 14-14, 4:14 to go in the first half.
Again, you've got Quinlan and Wick back to receive for the Regals.
And there's a short kick, come out of the huddle and just booted it away, and it's going to lead to good field position for Regina.
Yeah, it is. That's 29. Danny Gavin on the receiving end for the Regals.
You wonder, every single kick, the short kick, has led to good field position. Maybe at what point St. Ansgar decides to test.
Well, I think both teams are really, really leery of their opponent's return people. And this thing's going to start about the 40-yard line of the Regals. Maybe the 39.
Ashton from the gun. Hands off to Coley. Coley running around right edge. Got
oh,
a big
oh,
hit.
Oh.
It to the far side. He's got a shot at it. One man a beat. Did he get out of bounds in time? Oh, he stepped out at the 3.
Yep, knocked him out at the 3.
Oh, boy. Theo Coley stepped out at the 3. That'll be a gain of 57.
Yeah, the Saint DB had the angle on him and just knocked him out before scoring. And that's probably a good thing here with 3:55 remaining. It sounds funny, but you don't want to score too soon with the Saints offense chomping at the bit to get back out on the field.
Cook from the gun here on first and goal. Fake snap, look to the sideline. Coach Hinkle calling for a timeout.
Timeout, yep, there's number 2.
3:55 to go here in the quarter, 14-14. But now you got to start thinking about not wanting to give St. Ansgar enough time to get on the board, assuming Regina's able to score here.
Yeah, hopefully we can shave off a little time here. You always want to score when you can score. But there is something to be said about scoring too soon and giving your opponent that much time left before the half runs out. And that was a wonderful run by Theo, taking it off the right sideline, off right tackle, and finding a little room, kicking it to the outside. Scampering those 57 yards just shy of his touchdown. Both teams trotting back out on the field here. And here
second
we go.
Second and goal. First and goal, I beg your pardon. Wick lined up on the near side. Cook grabs the snap, hands off Coley. Coley straight ahead, dangles his way through 2 tacklers and gets into the end zone. His second touchdown run of the day. 20-14, Regina on top. Back and forth we go. Regals by 6. Now Wick will try to make it 7 yet again.
Got Ashton Cook as the holder.
3:52 to go in the first half. Good snap, good hold. Wick's kick is good. 21-14.
Yeah, good snap by Jackson Marks. The Regina Regals reclaim the lead here. Boy, the fans that are here, Miles, are getting their money's worth. We certainly hope that our listeners are enjoying this ball game back and forth. Regina started it out right away on their opening drive, scoring a touchdown, and it's been seesaw back and forth. The Regals 21-14 with 3:52 remaining in the second quarter. See if Coach Dumont and his defense can't prevent the Saints from crossing the goal line here again before this half ends.
Under 4 minutes to play in the first half, and you know, Gary, most of these drives for St. Ansgar have been long. It'd be interesting to see if they can score in under 4 minutes with two timeouts remaining here in the first half. 21-14 Regals. This has been a great, great game so far as the winner advances to next Thursday's state title games. It'll be a short week. And if Regina makes it, we'll be here next Thursday. Here's a kick towards the near side, and that one headed, and it's dropped by Hackenmiller.
It's going to be a touchback.
Goes in the end zone for a touchback.
Yep, touchback.
They finally tested it.
Yeah, Wick.
Return.
Wick showing a good, solid leg right there. St. Ansgar kind of caught off guard. Hackenmiller couldn't get his hands on that ball and ends up crossing the plane, the goal line, so it's going to be a touchback. Saints coming out at their own 20-yard line. Just don't give up that big play here.
Saul's the only one in the backfield here with Horgan. Horgan squats down low, takes the snap.
Be jet sweep.
Around the edge. The jet sweep for Cole. Not a lot there. He bowls ahead to the 24. Gain of 4. Second and 6. Again, they're going to need gains of more than that if they want to score before the half.
Yep, and the clock is ticking here in favor of the Regals.
Now again, Regina can keep them off the board. That'd be big because St. Ansgar gets the ball out of the half.
You have to figure both teams are feeling a little bit of this first half fatigue right now, the physical fatigue. A lot of two-way starters.
Feels like a game that clock management will be big.
Oh, he jumped offside.
Whistle is going to jump offside.
It's going to be a defensive offsides call.
And you know, Gary, the first penalty of the game against Regina. They've been clean most of the day. Only 2 for St. Ansgar.
You make those mental mistakes, Miles, when you're tired. And as I said, the physical play here in the 72-degree weather does have a toll on you physically. You just can't let it affect you mentally. Now instead of second and long, it's going to bring up that second and 1. Big difference in this ball game. Clock's ticking under 3 minutes.
Horgan under center. Takes the snap. Drops back to throw. Looks left. He's got a man open. It's Cole. Cole beats
one
man. Oh,
he's
going to
kick out.
Cuts back in, and he's across the 50 down to the 43. Big, big play there. And Horgan's arm, that right arm, has looked good today. First down, St. Ansgar. Headed into Regina territory.
Aiden Udell in on that tackle.
2:46 to play here in the first, and Cole's a little slow to get up.
And he's cramping.
But he'll get himself back up.
He's cramping up right now, and now he's back into the huddle. Doesn't have to go out, miss a play here.
Limping a little bit, but back and ready to go. Lines up in the slot here, first and 10 from the Regina 45-yard line. Horgan, hands off here for Saul. Saul straight up the middle, got a big hole. Scoots it ahead, and he'll be right around the first down marker. And they're moving those chains. Gain of 10 for Carter Saul's. Suddenly, St. Ansgar's got all the momentum and plenty of time here. 2:37 to go. And they need about 30 yards or so. Ball's at the 32. And timeout, Regina.
Yeah, Regina's going to take their last timeout here. Two things here, Miles. They need to talk things over, and they also want to rest a tired defense. Trying to get him a little water here. And just a momentary break in the action to try to catch their breaths. We talk about those big plays, those 20-yarders. Right now you've got St. Ansgar with one, two big plays, and Regina with one big play over 20 yards. It's exactly what we thought we were going to see. Two really disciplined teams, well coached, battling to get into the finals here of this 2020 season.
And a bizarre season, but hey, we made it. They made it all the way to the state championship. And
you know, we didn't know, right? At the beginning of the season, we didn't know if we'd be here.
Everybody stay safe. The numbers are going up right now, but holiday season upcoming, and it's a quarterback keeper here for Horgan, and he's got plenty of space. Stays
he's
on
in.
His feet. Open to the end zone. Touchdown, St. Ansgar. And a quick and efficient drive for the Saints, and they're an extra point away from knotting this one back up at 21.
He doesn't carry the ball very often. He's got the workhorses where he doesn't have to, but when he does, he's left unattended there. A little scamper of about 33 yards for that touchdown.
He only averages 4.2 yards a carry. That was his fourth touchdown of the year. Holshizer. Ready to boot it through. Snaps good. Holds good. Kicks right down the middle. 21-21 the score. 2:19 remaining in the half. Regina's going to get the ball, but they're out of timeouts.
That's big, Miles, where they ended up taking two timeouts in that particular drive. So when they get this ball back,
feels like
it's
going
to be pretty close to 2 minutes remaining in the game after the kickoff.
This feels like a drive where we're going to need to see Ashton Cook come up with some big plays through the air.
He's got the receivers. Look for Alec Wick to have an impact on this possession. Levi Quinlan, another capable receiver. And Sam Aitchison has been playing outstanding down the stretch here. It's kind of been a little bit of the glue here for this Regina offense. So out they come on the kickoff return. See if St. Ansgar elects to keep the ball out of Quinlan and Wick's hand.
...21-21 the score here. Wick and Quinlan back to return for the Regals.
One thing you notice on special teams, these both teams, they are not resting their starters. They are involved in this game. Whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, they're on the field and they are playing.
Holshizer to boot it. Hasn't given them a chance to return, and this will change as Wick grabs it back around the 10. Wick taking it straight up the middle, cuts his way back in. There's a whistle as Wick is wrapped up around the 32.
Still on his feet.
Still on his feet down to the 40, but there was a whistle, so we'll have to see. You know, they tend to be on the kicking of the return team, but
could have a hold here or a possible block in the back. And that was in the middle of the return, and indeed it was a block in the back against the Regals, so that's going to push them back deep into their own territory here.
Their second penalty, but this is a big one. Again, 2:09 to play in a tie ball game, 21-21. Regina's got the ball, but they're out of timeouts, and St. Ansgar gets the ball out of the half. So a critical drive here towards the end of the first half.
A little confusion on the chain gang here. Looks like they're going to mark the ball right around the 24-yard line of the Regals.
Cook works from the shotgun. Looks like a drive where they'll probably go to the air. And a handoff to Coley on first down. Coley takes it around the right edge. He's got some space again and gets pushed out of bounds right around the 35.
Could be really close. They're moving the chain, so he picked up 10.
And the clock
and
stops.
Got out of bounds.
2:03 remaining here in the half. And Regina's going to be looking for those sidelines as they are out of timeouts.
Here's their two-minute drill. They drill on this constantly.
Cook grabs the high snap, hands off again for Coley. Coley looking for the outside, and the ball stays in his hands as he squirms to about the 30, the 40.
Yeah, give him 9 on that carry.
Second
and one. Just shy of a first down.
Cook from the gun. They move quickly.
Gotta hurry.
High snap. Cook rolling out to his left, looking for a receiver. Fires for Wick.
Oh, nice catch by Wick. Get out of bounds. Get out of bounds.
Makes a tackle. Stays in his feet. Gets out of bounds at the St. Ansgar 40. Minute 34 on the clock. What a catch by
Wick.
Yes. Had to get up there to grab that.
Showing great ability, great vertical leap by Wick. And the presence of mind to step out of bounds.
Snap to Cook. He's back to throw.
He's going deep.
Again, near side. Wick.
Oh, Quick
again! Oh, tap at the 19, and he gets out of bounds.
Back shoulder grab by Alec Wick. Beautiful throw by Ashton Cook. The Regals are in business.
Minute 29 to go. Cook again. Takes the snap. Hands off Coley around the edge.
He's got a shot at it.
Cuts back in, and he's wrapped up around the 11. Clock's going to roll here. 21-21.
First down.
Oh, they do give him the first down. First and 10 from the 11.
St. Ansgar.
Taking a timeout.
That's definitely going to help the Regals.
And I'm wondering, the clock was going to keep running. But St. Ansgar using a timeout when it seems like they might get the ball
back. And look
back
at the coaches on the Regina sideline.
So St. Ansgar stops the clock here with a minute 21 to play. In the half, 21-21.
And here's the ball, Miles. The ball's resting at the St. Ansgar 10. Remember, they started this drive, the Regals, at their own 24-yard line. And there's 1:21 remaining in the half. They've moved the ball from one end of the field down to the other with no timeouts. So, man, oh, man, that is nothing but efficient out of the Regals. And let's see if they can't punch another one in here before this half ends. Got a lot of momentum on the side of the Regals. Coach Hinkle can open up the playbook here.
Wick down on the near side. Cook looks at him, grabs the snap, hands off Coley. Coley running left, breaks one tackle, and then gang tackled by a number of Saints defenders, and he'll be dropped for a loss.
Yeah, he's going to lose one or two on that carry. The clock's ticking with 1:10.
Gina's going to need to hustle. Second down and 10. But in essence, it's second and goal. 1 minute remaining. Regina out of timeouts. Cook grabs the snap, looks
there
right.
There he is, wide open.
Quick pass, got it to Quinlan, but he's wrapped up around the 5-yard line, short of the goal. Clock still running, 46 seconds.
Going to give him 7 on that. The ball's going to be marked down inside the 3, closer to the 2.
38 seconds. Third down and goal. Big play here. Cook.
Can't stop the clock.
Runs to his left, looking for the end zone. He's trying to get it in himself, and he's held short.
The clock's going to tick out.
Seconds.
Yeah, they can't stop the clock.
And they're going to have to get up very, very quickly. And I don't know if they'll be able to get one off, Coach.
They're going to spike it.
They can. It's fourth down.
Nope. Okay, so they're going to have a play called here. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hand off. Looking for it.
He's in!
As time expires!
No time on the clock. Coley from 3 yards out.
Oh, a backbreaker for the St. Ansgar defense. Regals score as the clock expires in the first half.
They got the ball snapped with 2 seconds remaining. And the Regals are going to go into halftime with the lead.
Good snap, good hold. Kick through. 28-21 at the half. What a finish, Gary.
Wow, and Miles, you put it so appropriately where you're saying Regals need to come up with some points before half because the Saints are going to get the opening second half kickoff. So the Regina Regals lead this at the half 28-21 in what we've seen as simply a barn burner here in the Uni Dome in this first semifinal game in Class 1A or in Class A.
Well, plenty to talk about out of the break. We'll take a break here. 28-21, Regina leads at the half. High school football on the gym is presented by Hills Bank.
I was a medic in the military for 18 years. My job was to save lives, so I had the coolest job in the military. There's no doubt about it. I associate with both the military and the first responders that we have out in the public. It's something that's very near and dear to me. Sometimes hard to talk about. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. It's 15% off all materials. We don't just do it for just military vets. We also do it for police, for firefighters. We do it for first-line responders, EMTs, paramedics, all of them. Anyone that serves us on a daily basis is who we want to serve in return. This is who we are. This is what we represent. This is our history. This is our heritage. This is what we will do in the future. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Diamond earrings have bombshell beauty, yet everyday ease. They are equally comfortable, adding a touch of glamour to a formal gown or fitting in with your favorite jeans. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers understands this beautiful contradiction about diamond stud earrings. So they carry all sizes in white gold, rose gold, and yellow gold. And because they've been helping people find just the right pair for so many years, the best thing they offer might just be their advice. Perhaps that's why they've been voted top jewelry store in Iowa City for the 10th year in a row. Whether it's a pair for you or a gift for someone you think is rather special, there is just no wrong time for diamond earrings from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After falling to the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1982 NBA Finals, the 76ers needed to find the right player to build the ultimate winning team. In September of 82, they acquired restricted free agent Moses Malone. They went on to rack up a 65-17 regular season record and followed that up with a 12-1 postseason record. Malone won the regular season and NBA Finals MVP award.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house?
Me? Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios? Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
eBay has gifts that say a lot, but don't cost a lot. So save big on a DeWalt drill set for dad that says, let's get to work. Tell your all-star niece it's time for takeoff with Air Jordans at not-so-sky-high prices. And get a certified refurbished Bose soundbar for your husband that says, we're going to need a bigger home theater. Say a lot, save a lot on gifts from eBay for those who mean a lot.
We hopped in the UFG Insurance time machine to ask future you what's worth it. You said things we expected, like your family, your best friend, and the coolest pet in the world. But there were surprises, too, like the dream job you couldn't believe you got, and the person you met who changed your whole life. Oh, and BT Dubs, while we were talking, you of the future asked us to tell you it's all worth it. We think you should trust yourself on that. So no phone when you drive, and sign the pledge against distracted driving at UFGWorthIt.com.
Fire threatens everything in its path. When it threatens our nation and our communities, we respond. We bring the fight to the front line. The Army National Guard stands ready to face the dangers of Mother Nature and protect our homes and our neighbors. We will always be there when your community needs us the most. Discover more about all the ways you can serve part-time in your community by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You probably missed by now, right? The days of circus peanuts and God knows what else. I didn't want to have buttons out on the lawn. What were we going to do? Have people roll down their window and drive by at 35 miles an hour, and Buttons was going to try to throw the candy through the window so that
actually,
it was...
Actually, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Contactless probably. Delivery of the candy here. Okay.
Probably a little bit dangerous, but it sounds like fun. It sounds like something that Buttons would be all for.
The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 6. Before placing that bet, get the latest updates in sports betting on Pushing the Odds with Matt Perrault. Weekdays from noon to 3 on GMOT at 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. KGYM, Eastern Iowa's home for great sports talk radio. And this show.
Coming up on Friday's edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, we get you ready for Iowa and Minnesota. Does Floyd of Rosedale return home with the Hawkeyes?
This is KGYM Sports Radio, 106.3 Iowa City, the gym.
Welcome back inside the Unidome, Cedar Falls, Iowa. Gary Fickle, Miles Klotz. Heck of a first half, 28-21. Regina scoring on a 3-yard touchdown run from Theo Coley as time expired in the first half. And Gary, that's a story of the game. Theo Coley in that first half, 132 yards, 8.8 yards per carry, 3 rushing touchdowns. Regina, all 4 of their touchdowns on the ground. I would not have guessed that coming into today.
Well, he's just stepping up his game here. Loves playing on this big stage. Remember last year in the semifinal game, he was injured early in that contest and didn't get to finish it. So he is definitely playing with a little bit of vengeance going on. So an 8.8 yard average per carry. Miles is above his season total, and he is certainly outperforming Ryan Cole, who the Regals have held to 9 carries, 35 yards, and a 3.9 yard average, half of what he is accustomed to.
And you take a look at the passing statistics. Ashton Cook, 9 of 12 for 108 yards. As for St. Ansgar, their running back, Ryan Cole, has completed 2 passes and thrown a touchdown. And Justin Horgan,
you know, he's 3 out of 5.
Entered today having thrown for 338 yards in 10 games. 98 yards today with a long of 65. And it's been Cole and Hackenmiller with 2 receptions apiece for the Saints. Alec Wick, on the other hand, has been phenomenal.
Yes.
6 catches, 76 yards, and a couple of those almost circus catches near us.
You cannot not mention Alec Wick in the first half in regards to a couple of those catches. Just moving chains, so sure-handed, sure of himself, pure athleticism, catches the ball at the highest point. And one thing that he does, and all good receivers do this, he focuses on the catch before he turns the ball upfield to pick up any additional yards. So you young receivers out there, if you can ever watch Alec Wick, see any game film on him, he is just a teaching tool out there for young receivers. He does it so well.
So we got about 6 minutes until the start of the second half. And Gary, what are you looking at for both of these teams? I think crucial is that Regina come out with a stop on this first drive of the second half, and the momentum's headed their way towards a potential victory.
Yeah, I think every possession, as we said, will be really, really important. The Regina Regals, again, must make at least 1, if not 2, key stops in the second half in order to advance into that championship ball game. And they're capable of doing that. Coach Dumont, you know that he is drawing something up on the board. They've got tendencies, and he'll be slanting people or playing heads up. He's done a great job, I think, of neutralizing Ryan Cole in that first half. He needs to continue to do that. You know, you've got to watch Ryan Cole more of a passer here in the second half. He's kind of caught the Regals with their pants down somewhat here, with going 2 for 2 and having that one touchdown pass. So look for the Regina Regals to be very, very cautious of Ryan Cole on the sweep around right end to pull it up and throw the ball.
Again, this feels like the kind of game that could come down to the last possession. Regina never trailed in that first half. They either led or were tied the entire game.
Yeah, and let's talk about, I'm looking for the penalties. That was very, very important here, Miles. If you notice, both teams committed 2 penalties. St. Ansgar ended up with 20 yards in penalty yards, and Regina 15 yards. So 2 teams that understand the importance of playing clean. See if they can continue to play that way here in the second half. I look for much more of the same. A really, really exciting ball game. They're going to keep putting points up on the board, and it's going to be a shootout, and it's going to be one of those things where you look up at the end, Miles, when the dust settles, who has the most points on the board?
Well, we will take another break here as we're just a few minutes away from the start of the second half. 28-21, Regina on top here in this Class A semifinal. High School Football on the Gym is presented by Hills Bank.
Hey, Eastern Iowa, Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. This month, we want to say thanks. So I'm on a mission to make car buying as easy as pie and help you snag a sweet deal on a nicer, newer car, regardless of your credit or any other sticky situation. You can drive home a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. That's not a lot of dough. So if your old car is flaky, crusty, or rusty, don't let it squash your happiness. You could drive a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. It's as easy as pie. Think getting approved is pie in the sky? My For the People credit approval process is sugar, spice, and everything nice, because we do everything in our power to make getting you approved as easy as pie. So rush down to Dave Wright Nissan Subaru and drive home in a nicer, newer car. That's the apple of your eye. You could be approved for just $7 down, but hurry before all the cars are gone. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit and $7 down require bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Ends 11/30/2020.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After falling to the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1982 NBA Finals, the 76ers needed to find the right player to build the ultimate winning team. In September of 82, they acquired restricted free agent Moses Malone. They went on to rack up a 65-17 regular season record and followed that up with a 12-1 postseason record. Malone won the regular season and NBA Finals MVP award.
Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead, and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to linkedin.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house?
Me?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios? Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
eBay has gifts that say a lot, but don't cost a lot. So save big on a DeWalt drill set for dad that says, let's get to work. Tell your all-star niece it's time for takeoff with Air Jordans at not-so-sky-high prices. And get a certified refurbished Bose soundbar for your husband that says, we're going to need a bigger home theater. Say a lot, save a lot on gifts from eBay for those who mean a lot.
The 2020 NBA Draft.
This is as wide open as the draft we've seen in recent memory.
Coverage begins Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN. Presented by Marathon and Merrill.
This is KGYM Sports Radio, 106.3 Iowa City. The Gym.
Welcome back inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls. 28-21, Regina at the half. Lots to look forward to in this second half, Gary. What are some things that we should expect in this second half?
Well, here's the thing that I'm going to be looking out for. As we mentioned before the game started, 9 starters from Regina going both ways, 6 for the Saints. One of the things you noticed with Ryan Cole is he showed some signs of cramping in that first half. It could get a little worse for him in the second half. Fatigue. I'm looking for fatigue. Who can weather the storm, so to speak, from a physical standpoint? Remember we talked about when you get tired physically, that's when you start making some mental mistakes. And again, those could be those costly 5-yard penalties. So I'm going to look for a little bit of fatigue here, Miles. These two teams left it out on the field in the first half. They're going to do much of the same here in the second half as we get ready for the second half kickoff.
Again, St. Andrew will get the ball to start the second half.
Remember, Wick kicked it deep last time, and he was able to end up with that touchback. Hackenmiller kind of mishandled that kick. See what the Regina Regals elect to do here to start the second half. Wick counting off his steps. Left-footed kicker. Talented soccer player.
And this one booted towards the near
this
side.
Is Cole.
It's Cole that'll grab it inside the 5. And his first chance to return it today.
Oh,
blockers
stuck.
It's straight up the middle.
Right at the 25.
Yeah, right at the 25. Right in front of us. They go left to right as the second half gets underway. St. Ansgar in the red. Regina in the white. 28-21.
Now that was just excellent, excellent kickoff coverage. Coach Mitchell doing a nice job on special teams.
This has been tight throughout. Regina's never trailed, but never led by more than 7. And a big drive here for Justin Horgan and the Saints. Lined up with Eisler and Cole in the backfield.
Oh, and we're going to have a false start.
That was a false start.
Right away.
The tight end on the far side there, number 15, Taylor Hillman. Again, we talked about it. Both teams pretty penalty-free for the most part in that first half.
And again, just that concentration, paying attention to the detail, listening to the snap count. St. Ansgar breaking the huddle now at 1st and 15.
Just the fullback Sauls there in the backfield. Horgan gives an end-around handoff here. Big space on the edge. And knocked out 10. Nice tackle by
Wick.
Cook, or by Wick to get to Eisler.
Did he lay the leather.
Bumps him at it
on
around.
Eisler. He picked up 6.
26. That'll get back to the original line of scrimmage for second down and 10.
He paid the price on that carry. Alec Wick, you think of him as only a receiver, but boy, he can play both sides of the ball.
That
sure tackler in open field.
Hand off here to the fullback, Sauls, fighting for extra yards. Is across the 30 for a gain of 5. 28-21, start of the second half. Regina leading St. Ansgar football. Big drive here. Regina could clearly flip the momentum with a stop and a score. St. Ansgar's been good on third down today. 3rd and 5. Saul's the fullback, the only one there in the backfield.
Putting Cole out into the slot on the far side.
Now he'll hesitate, and a handoff for Saul's. The fullback spins, dives ahead.
I think he's shy.
He's just shy of the first down marker. And it'll be 4th down and a hair. It looks like they're going to go for the punt unit here. The punter is
Cole. They're going to have to punt this ball away to the Regals, and there's the key stop of the game so far out of the Regals.
Yeah. They got nobody back deep. Cole grabs the ball, punts this one up, and it lands around the 30 and going to roll inside the 30 down to about the 25. And that's where Regina will start.
Kudos right there to Coach Dumont in the Regina defense. Coming out and forcing St. Ansgar in a three and out right away to start the second half.
28-21 Regals here.
Can the Regals start up the second half right where they left off?
Cook from the gun. First and 10 here. 24-yard line. Cook takes the snap, back to throw, looking
Quinlan.
Right, he fires a pass. Quinlan catches it, cuts back around the 40. He's got the first down, a gain of about 15. Up to the 41-yard line. Hackenmiller and Eisler there on the stop for St. Ansgar.
Now, Cook finished out the second quarter, Miles, 6 out of 6 for 78 yards. And he's starting out here the third quarter much the same.
Grabs the snap, hands off for Coley. Coley shuttles left and gets a couple yards here, about 2 on the play. Sets up second and long.
Yeah, there's stopping the action with a flag, and this one's going to be a holding on Regina.
Well, it was a mostly penalty-free first half, and that has sort of changed as we've gotten to the second, last end of the second quarter, start of the third.
And again, boy, they laid it out on the field in that first half. So you have to figure that the tanks are going to run empty here by the time this one's over. Lots of energy being used here by both teams.
Cook. Puts a man in motion, takes the snap, drops back to throw.
Oh, it's a wheel route. Coley!
Wants Coley.
Got him!
Nails it in around the 50. It gets out of bounds. That's a first down for Regina.
Well, they were going first down and 20, and they more than made up for it with that pass right there. A little wheel route to Coley going down the Regina sideline, picking up 22 and a first down on that play. Coley is so dangerous, Miles, in space.
Cook takes the snap. Hands off to Coley around the edge, looking for space. Slides near the 50 and gets
hammered
hard.
That's Ryan Cole.
Big hit for Cole.
They're going to drop him for a yard loss on that one.
9:20 to play in the third. 28-21 Regals. Haven't led by more than 7 in this game.
Boy, if they could go up 2 scores.
Midway through the third, that'd be big.
Oh.
Wick in motion. They'll look for him on the left side. Wick grabs the ball, is going to have to beat a man. Gets past Eisler, but not much more than that as he's fighting for those extra yards. Scurries up a little shy of the 40. So that'll set up a third down and probably about 5 or so.
Yeah, they're going to give him 6, just shy of 7 on that catch. Again, Cook, 9 out of 9 in his last 9 passes. Wick continues to be the go-to guy receiving for the Regals.
Third down and 4. Cook takes the snap, and it's a quarterback.
Take it himself.
Straight up the middle.
I think he's got it.
He should have enough for the first down, up to the 35.
Needed 4, picked up 5. And again, Miles, those third down conversions. Regina has been absolutely spot on. Keep moving those chains.
Cook steps up in the pocket, grabs the snap. Drops back to throw, looking for Wick near side, catches it around the 30, gets up to the 26 before he's hit. That'll be a gain of 8, though. They bring up 2nd and 2, and they just have not been able to stop Wick today.
No, he just is so sure-handed. And again, Ashton Cook throws such a nice ball. very, very catchable by his receiver. He's got a great touch on it. Always a nice tight spiral.
Snap to Wick. Hands off here for
straight
Quinlan.
Straight up the middle.
One of his first runs of the day, and he almost had a touchdown before he was tripped up by Sauls, but it will be enough for the first down up to the 21. Regina just plugging along, moving those chains with a 7-point lead here midway through the third.
Levi giving Theo just a little bit of a break.
Coley back out there on first and 10. Cook grabs the high snap and
can take it up himself. Oh, he can go!
End zone, he gets in. Touchdown, Regina.
Great cross blocking by the Regals up front. Untouched. Ashton Cook from 12 yards out. No, make that 16 yards out. Wow. Two touchdown lead by the Regals. Wick on again for the extra point. Ball's down.
Boots it through. 35-21, Regina with their first two-score lead of the game.
You know, one of the things that Coach Cook mentioned to me last night at the end of practice, Miles, as we were talking off air, he just said, you know, we've had a nice season, but we have yet to play our best football game yet this season. He goes, we're really, really close to doing that. I truly feel that. And this is exactly, I think, what Marv was talking about. These guys have really stepped it up, and by far this is their best outing of the season. And how timely can that be?
Yeah.
In the semifinals, trying to get to the championship game, they look good. And most importantly, you know, the offense is doing their job, but on that last defensive outing by the Regals to keep St. Ansgar from driving the ball downfield, boy, oh boy, that is critical here. And giving the Regals an opportunity to go up two touchdowns, outstanding.
35-21, Regina leading with 6:53 to go here in the third. And if St. Ansgar can't get on the board here, you might start thinking about this one being out of reach.
Well, they scare me, although they don't have that, you know, powerful passing attack, but they're used to putting points up on the board. But I think this is a physical front that they're facing by the Regina defensive line, and of course we know how good the skill players are, and it starts in the linebacking core and the defensive backs. They're just tremendous athletes at Regina, and this is, Miles, this is what the Regina coaches look for. They know the type of players that they want to plug in to the different positions that meet their scheme and what they want to accomplish both offensively and defensively. And again, the Regals are off to the races here. Can they play? Can they finish this thing out with a two-touchdown lead? You've got Hackenmiller and Cole back. Last time they flip-flopped right before Wick kicked. See if they don't do much of the same here, because they're trying to keep the ball out of Cole's hands. And they do. They're flipping this, and Regina's on top of it.
Get it to Hackenmiller, and that'll go into the end zone for a touchback.
Nice kick by Wick, sending it into the end zone for a touchback. Big difference, Miles, between starting out at your own 20 and possibly the 40-yard line with a return. 80 yards away, St. Ansgar.
Regals 35, Saints 21. St. Ansgar, crucial that they score on this drive.
Yes.
Their largest deficit of the game.
And here's where teams oftentimes will make mistakes when they feel the urgency.
Horgan under center. Cole around the edge. And the hand to Sauls, nowhere to go.
Oh, no.
He's dropped back. Big tackle there. Looked like Mills.
67. Rowan Poynton.
Poynton there.
Boy, oh boy. Nice job on first down, limiting St. Ansgar. Just shy of a 1-yard carry.
snap here.
Here's a pass.
And it's a fake. They're throwing left. Nowhere close to the intended receiver. Looked like he wanted Eisler on the far side, and he wasn't even close on that.
No. Nope. He forced that throw. Well covered by the Regals, throwing into the teeth of the Regal defense. Ball bounces out of bounds harmlessly, but it's going to bring up a third and long. And look for Cole. He's lined up on the wing on the far left side. Coming back into action. Here's the pass.
The right side. They're going to throw it with Cole.
Screen.
He dumps this one off. Oh, and they read it. Perfect. Oh. He got right there. Big number 69, Jackson Mills. Drops him to the 20. And another three and out.
Third down conversion opportunity. And the Saints were unable to convert. And again, it's not a good sign when your opponent has to go to a halfback pass this many times in a game.
And here is Cole to punt, and Wick has a chance to take this in near midfield.
Good.
He picks it up.
Picks it on the bounce.
On the ground. Cuts his way, looking for the far side. Spins near.
Oh, he dropped the ball.
45. He dropped it. Oh, and St. Ansgar has it, and they're going to score a touchdown. Oh, my God. You have to be kidding me.
Well, there it is, a touchdown.
Carter Sauls picked it up and ran it in for the touchdown, and it's 35-27.
You don't see that happen very often with an Alec Wick coughing it up. Sometimes you're trying to pick up too many extra yards, and that's exactly what happened. He got stripped. St. Ansgar returns it nearly 50 yards for the touchdown.
And it seemed like play had stopped, and then Saul's just...
Well, you didn't. Yeah, you just didn't. You didn't hear the whistle.
Good.
Yeah, you did not hear a whistle.
And you got to give St. Ansgar credit. Yeah. Play till the whistle.
Yeah, they're back in this. You just had that good sense where Regina was going to take over again with a 2-touchdown lead. Now they're going to get the ball right back with only a 1-touchdown lead. 5:08 remains in the third quarter. St. Ansgar coming up with that all-important turnover. A little scoop and score by the Saints. Puts them right back in this game, 35-28.
That being said, Regina's offense has been insanely
flawless,
efficient.
Just flawless all morning.
And despite the success through the air, all 5 touchdowns on the ground, Gary.
Yes. Boy, and I tell you what, if there's a player out there on the field right now that wants the ball, it's Alec Wick.
So Regina will get the ball, but it's a little bit tighter than we had anticipated after that scoop and score on the touchdown. 35-28 Regals, 5:08 to go here in the third quarter.
St. Ansgar... teeing this ball up right at the 40, and it's
then do another
a quick
short
kick, yeah.
Kick. And it's grabbed in by, looks like, Chambliss around the 40. And he's taken down around the 37-yard line.
Yep, going to be just shy of the 40, but again, good field position for the Regals.
You feel like they might just want to kick that deep, given how efficient Regina's offense has been, but electing not to, and here we are.
And you talk about field position, Coach Cook said last night this is going to be a field position type of ball game, and it certainly has.
5:03 to go here in the third. Big possession here for the Regals. Their lead trimmed down to 7 after going up 14 and forcing a 3-and-out. Punt, fumble, and a touchdown return for St. Ansgar, the Saints. Snap here high. Cook looks to throw. Wants it outright.
Oh.
He is thrown down and sacked. Sacked there by Elijah Soltero, his 7th sack of the year.
And that's a deep sack also. That's going to be about 13 yards. Not what the Regina Regals wanted at this point in the ball game. So they find themselves in a bit of a hole here on second down. That play just took too long developing.
Now we'll see if Alec Wick can come up with a big reception here. Second and 21. Cook moves Coley to his left-hand side. Takes a high snap, drops back to throw. Wants a deep ball. Wick, near side, reaches up, bubbles it.
And oh, what a catch! That's unbelievable.
Held on at the 35-yard line.
Ryan Cole is all over him.
Cole got his hand in there and could not knock it out. Wick fell on his backside and made the catch. You
he is one of the best receivers I've ever seen in high school, all classes.
Now they go quick snap again. Coley around the outside, breaks a tackle, and then spun down at the 39 for a short gain, maybe a yard or two. What a heck of a catch.
Well, and Cook put that ball out there again. He trusts Alec Wick to go up and make that catch. We said earlier in this ball game that Cole and Wick were going to battle all game long, and they certainly have, and Wick has got the upper hand.
Snap here, and Ashton will run it straight up the middle himself. Spins out of a tackle, stays on his feet, lunges towards the 25. That's enough for the first down. And the Regina offense clicking again.
Right now, St. Ansgar, they're feeling it. You can see that fatigue.
They got
and there's
player
a player down.
Down,
absolutely, a player down on this play, and it looks like he's cramping up. And we talked about this, where the dome is wonderful to play in, but you got to understand the hazards of the dome at this time of the year. Coach Cook talked to his team last night after practice and just said the importance of hydrating tonight. He cannot overemphasize that. Get lots and lots of fluids. Get a good meal in and hydrate. It's always the night before when it comes to the hydration process. You can't drink enough water the day of the ball game. You've got to get it into your system the day before.
That is true for broadcasters, too.
Absolutely.
I've been stocking up on the water. 35-28, Regals here leading with 3:35 to go, and number 55, Alex Hansen, will jog off, and he looks
good. Good to see him up on his feet, trotting off. So he'll be back in the ball game, I'm sure. He is a big, big lad. Six-two, 251, Hansen.
Snapping a handoff here for Coley. Around the edge, looking to break a tackle, and he tiptoes out of bounds around the 21. So pick up about 2-3 yards on the play.
And really good, outstanding defense there by the Saints. And good discipline by number one, Carter Sauls. He had a chance to hit Coley out of bounds, and he knew where he was on the field, and he let up. He didn't want to get a personal foul.
Ashton Cook looks to the sideline. Moves his men around the right. Calls for the snap. Fakes the hand.
He's open. He's wide open.
Wide open. Over his head and just off his hands.
Quinlan just mistimed his jump. And that's the first incomplete pass by Cook.
11 passes now?
Yeah. He's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 11 completions in a row before that incomplete pass.
That's pretty impressive.
That's big time. And here's third and 7.
Cook calls for the snap, back to throw.
Screen,
looking
screen.
For the end zone again. He's
Coley's going to be right open.
Coley beats a man that he needs, and he's ripped out of bounds around the 6. They give him the 5-yard line.
And a first down.
First down, Regina. First and goal from the 5. Cook was being pressured, he was backtracking, and he still made a good throw.
Yep. Great call by Coach Ed Hinkle. Again, another first down, and the first downs are mounting for the Regals.
Ashton Cook calls for the snap, hands off here.
Coley up the middle.
Coley being pushed back, and there's nowhere to go, runs into his own offensive line, and he's dropped down to the 7 for a short loss.
Going to be a 2-yard loss for Theo Coley, and he did the right thing. I mean, he had nowhere to go, so he just dropped down.
Another key here, Gary. Clock under 3 to play. 35-28, Regals. They've drawn a lot of time out of this clock.
And the Regals so far in this game beating St. Ansgar at their own game with clock, controlling the clock, time of possession in the favor of the Regals. Almost 3-1 in first downs comparison.
Cook on second and goal from the 7. Rolls out to his left.
This run is all the way.
Designed run, but he's not going to get much. Maybe a yard or two. Thrown out of bounds there.
Got
by
another St. Ansgar player down on the sideline right near the out of bounds. And that looks like...
That is Hansen, number 55.
Again. Yep, again he's down.
It looks like just cramping up a little bit. They go over to help him. They're just stretching out
both,
that bad
both
leg.
Teams heading to the sideline during this timeout. And again, you could hear St. Ansgar yelling, "This is get some Gatorade. Get some Gatorade to these guys."
Remember, the game after this, Grundy Center, who came just shy of the state title last year, beat this St. Ansgar team in the semifinals, and then...
That was a nail-biter, Miles.
Yeah.
23-21.
And then kind of a surprise here in the semifinals, Council Bluffs St. Albert also making it to the state semifinals. Grundy Center's the favorite in that one, and they'll play the winner of this game, and they're still stretching out Hanson
down
there.
He's cramped up on with both legs, and that, if you've never cramped up, that is so painful. You just want those cramps to go away. And it's a matter of stretching and fluids, but like I said, it's too late to get the fluids in now to do any good. Regina, so far, they've not had any issues cramping here. 2:21 remaining in the third quarter. Again, the Regals are ahead, 35-28. They're still working on Hanson on this sideline, the St. Ansgar sideline.
And now
looks
he
like
gets
he's
up.
Getting back up to his feet. And he is gingerly being helped off the side with the aid of two people.
Hope the best for him as he walks off.
And he may not return here for a while.
Immediately lays back down on the ground as soon as he got over there.
Okay. Third down for the Regals as we're ready to resume play.
Cook calls for the snap, grabs it, and rolls
it. Oh, there it is. Cleveland
for Quinlan is in. Touchdown, Regals.
They'll shuffle pass to Quinlan.
Quinlan's in. You might count that as a passing touchdown.
It is a pass. Yep, that is a pass.
So Cook with the passing touchdown. Regals back up by 13. Chance to make it 14.
Quinlan, nice job. And again, Ed Hinkle, you cannot give him enough credit for his play calling.
Good snap, good hold. Kick on the way, it's good. 42-28, Regina. Two-score lead with 2:16 to play.
Back to that comfortable, two-touchdown lead. I'm just so glad the Regals were able to march down, put that touchdown on the board. The mistake that they made earlier on that kickoff is not haunting them, at least not now.
You feel like, Gary, this is a must-score drive for the Saints.
Oh, every possession now for St. Ansgar, they need to end up with points. They are typically a grind the ball, move it down the field with rushing, sprinkle a pass in every once in a while, eat up the clock, but right now the clock is not in their favor. They need to score. They need to score fairly quickly here. And that's an advantage for the Regals. Coach Dumont has got his guys on the sideline right now, huddled up with their helmets off. If you notice, they are getting air. They have their helmets off. And again, that's one of the things that they do. Solon, Kevin Miller talked about this also, where a lot of times during timeouts, he wanted his guys down on a knee with their helmets off. Quicker recovery time. And right now, definitely the momentum on the side of the Regina Regals. Coach Cook and company looking to get into the finals again. 14th season for Marv as the head coach. Ed Hinkle, Jason Dumont, they've been with him the entire stretch. Mentors, teachers of the game. Their practices are classroom structured, teaching every second that they're with these guys. 2 hours a day of knowledge, experience being passed on to a Regina football team. These guys are so lucky to have this coaching staff.
Wick runs up.
Kicks it deep.
Good boot.
Going to be Cole's right at the six.
Grab it around the six. Cole takes it up the middle and gets pummeled around the 25.
And again, great coverage. And the tackle being made by Chris Wackel. Good solid tackle, wrapping Cole up. Very, very dangerous return person. You have to figure he's wearing down in this game.
2:14 to go in the quarter.
He cannot overemphasize the importance of this possession for St. Ansgar.
Regina leads at 42-28, and they got up to a three-score lead eventually. This one might be out of reach. Morgan.
Second back through. That's Cole running out of the eye.
Up to about the 33.
Got to keep everything in front of you, and there's your first cramp by the Regals. Got a player down.
Just stretching his left leg in the air.
Yeah, not quite sure who it is, but it's definitely a cramp. Looks like the left calf. And that was a 7-yard carry by Cole. Cannot overemphasize what this Regina defense has done to Cole in this ball game. Coming in, he was looking to go over 2,000 yards, and he is not there yet. And who was that, Miles, that
I did not
got helped off the field?
Did not catch that. Second down and three.
I think that might have been Aiden Udell.
And a handoff here. Cole around the left edge. He pushes ahead across the 35. He'll grab the first down.
Going to be about a 4-yard gain.
Yet St. Ansgar takes a long, long time to score points, and they're going to need 14 of them quickly and a defensive stop.
This is their game right here. Long, methodical drives.
They don't rely on the big play much. Saul's in there at fullback. Morgan.
Quick pass.
Throw out right. They get it to the intended receiver. Eisler, and there's nowhere to go. He's wrapped up around the 35. Chambliss there on the stop.
Great open field tackle by Chambliss.
Maybe a yard. No, drop him one, actually. 42-28 Regina. Minute 10 left in the third. All three timeouts for both sides. And if they win, they'll play here next Thursday. Trying to win their first state title in 5 years. Horgan.
Out of the eye, it's Sauls.
Hands off for Sauls. Sauls pushes ahead, right edge. Up to about the 45, and it needs about a yard or two more, so to bring up third and short. As we tick under 40 seconds to play here in the third, a third quarter that Regina has dominated for the most part outside of one special teams mistake. They've scored two offensive touchdowns.
More than likely, this will be the last play of the third quarter.
Would have to think. Third down and three. From the 44 for St. Ansgar. Horgan hands off to Sauls.
It's going to be close.
Sauls ahead.
It's going to be close.
Really close.
I think he's shy.
No signals. Yep. Looks like he's about a yard short.
I think he picked up two. Needed three, but he only picked up two. So here's fourth down. And St. Ansgar is going to have to go for this. And they're letting the clock wind down. There's the corner.
Yep. End of the third quarter in a 42-28 game. St. Ansgar faces a crucial fourth down when we return. High School Football on the Gym is presented by Hills Bank.
Diamond earrings have bombshell beauty, yet everyday ease. They are equally comfortable, adding a touch of glamour to a formal gown or fitting in with your favorite jeans. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers understands this beautiful contradiction about diamond stud earrings. So they carry all sizes in white gold, rose gold, and yellow gold. And because they've been helping people find just the right pair for so many years, the best thing they offer might just be their advice. Perhaps that's why they've been voted top jewelry store in Iowa City for the 10th year in a row. Whether it's a pair for you or a gift for someone you think is rather special, there is just no wrong time for diamond earrings from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. So come see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
When we first came here, we missed my food from home. I thought Jamaican food would work really well.
We're talking with Robert McLean about his big dream. Midwest One Bank got him started with a home equity loan, checking, credit cards, a commercial real estate loan, and more.
Midwest One Bank make it very easy for me to get a loan.
Robert now owns a restaurant.
And I decided to call it Island Vibes. And people line up, and they love our food. Come to Island Vibes.
Midwest One Bank. Simply better banking. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
This is KGYM Sports Radio, 106.3 Iowa City, the Gym.
Welcome back to the University of Northern Iowa campus, the Unidome. 42-28, Regals leading. We're proud to announce that, or happy, I'm proud, that Aiden Udell is back and healthy. After a cramp, he's back in there. Big fourth down here for St. Ansgar. They need to go for it, not in an optimal spot around the 44-yard line, but they are down two scores with 12 minutes to play. All three timeouts for both sides.
Yeah, it's really important to have Aiden back out on the field. He's the leading tackler for the Regals.
St. Ansgar hasn't scored an offensive touchdown in almost 15 minutes. And they're going to need a first down here. Fourth and one. Sauls is the fullback. And Cole, the running back. The handoff here. There's, whistles before the snap.
We're going to...
might be a false start.
Could be a false start. Regina's pointing their fingers that way.
It is.
It is.
That is huge.
Wow.
Sets up fourth down and six.
Instead of one. Now the all-important fourth and middle range here. And it looks like they're lining up in punt. They're going to go to punt formation. Let's watch a fake. I wouldn't worry about having anybody back. Here we go. Swinging gate. Regina's prepared for it.
They give it to Cole.
And he's going to throw.
And another whistle. And a timeout called by St. Ansgar.
Yep, it was covered by Regina.
They noticed that.
You bet, absolutely. Regina, great recognition, and give Drew Clevenger a lot of credit for recognizing that fact. That play was not going to go anywhere. So they called the timeout, their first timeout of the second half, and they're going to talk things over. You've got to figure that possessions are at a premium right now, and I wouldn't be surprised to see St. Ansgar going for this with their regular offense, trotting back out onto the field. Let's see what happens at the end of this timeout. Officials are blowing the whistle to get the guys back out onto the field. And what are we seeing out of the Saints? What are they going to do here on fourth and six? They're going to line up in normal punt formation, not to say that they aren't going to fake a punt here. Regina's not putting anybody back to receive.
And here's a high punt.
They go ahead and boot it.
Not very deep.
Takes a Regina bounce.
And capped on around the 37.
And Miles, this could be the drive that salts this game away for the Regals. That ball looks to be resting on the 37 of Regina. Ashton trotting out on the field, calling the play in the huddle. Regals break.
First down here, Cook. Hands off Coley. Coley straight ahead, about a yard or two. Not much there. Theo Coley.
Couldn't give him three on that carry. You just have to make sure you cover the ball up. Ball security from here on out. Got that 2-touchdown lead. You don't want to have a turnover here. Play error-free.
Cook out of the gun. Grabs the snap. Back to throw.
Coley
on the sweep, and he dropped it. Hit him in the hands, and it falls out, and it brings up 3rd and 7.
A little bit of concentration breakdown by Coley. Very, very catchable ball thrown by Ash. Coley looking to pick up yards after the catch and took his eyes off the ball. So instead of having a 3rd and short, this is going to be 3rd and 7.
42-28, Regina, with 11:14 to go. Cook kicks it near side, and
Where's the flag? No flags. Wow.
No flags. Cole has.
I think Cole got away with that one.
Very possible. 4th and 7 now. Punt team.
Punt unit comes on for Regina.
St. Ansgar catches a break. They need to score on this next drive.
Wick lining up. I think this is this Wick's first punt in this ball
game? Second. He had
second
one back in the first half.
Okay.
His first one went for 43 yards.
That's right. I remember that.
Grabs this. This is a pretty good punt. And no fair catch called.
Knock him out of bounds.
Grab it in. Stays in bounds. Cuts his way back to the inside.
He's
now
got a lane.
Around the edge.
He's got a lane.
He's got big space.
He's
catches
got a lane.
The block. Stays on his feet.
And it's Wick.
Dives ahead, and Wick tackles him around the 36.
Boy, is he dangerous.
Put the ball on the 38-yard line. 10:55 to go. Regals 42, Saints 28. And a big drive here for St. Ansgar. We set it on the last drive, and they could not convert. Haven't scored an offensive touchdown since there were 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Morgan.
A little confusion by the Regals defense.
Grabs the snap, hands it off here for Cole, and nowhere to go around the left edge. Ryan Cole just quiet today. 12 carries for 48 yards. That's about 4 yards a carry. And they give him a loss of 1 there. So actually, 11 carries for 45 yards.
Yeah, he was met immediately in the hole by Rowan Poynton.
Now for the first time today, they've got Horgan out of the shotgun on 2nd and 11.
This is not a good thing for the Saints.
Morgan back to throw. Lobs it deep over the middle. Has his man, and incomplete. He overthrew his intended receiver there, Sauls. And that'll bring up
well covered by Thiel. Yeah, when they get into a passing situation like this and Regina's forcing the hand
not what they
of
want.
The Saints, it's not what they want. Watch a screen. Identify Cole. And he's in a wing. He's in a slot here to the near side.
Morgan takes
There's
the
a swing to Cole.
Quick swing out to Cole. There is Wick.
Immediately by Wick. That's going to be a loss.
Wow, he got to him right away, and that's a loss of several yards. And now St. Ansgar is going to have to punt again with 10 minutes to play. Regina still up by 2 scores, 42-28.
Loss of 4 on that play. Well defended by Wick. And here's another punt situation. Again, I wouldn't have anybody back.
And they give it up here. Punted back. Fair catch. Not called, but another the ball bounces around the 40.
Yeah, another favorable bounce for the Regals.
It's just been short punts all day from Cole, and you feel like another score here, 9:29 to play, would wrap this one up with a 14-point lead, and I think we'll see some Theo Coley feeding on this drive.
Just keep the clock moving here. Stay in bounce if you're running the sideline. The clock is your ally right now if you're the Regals. And if they could take 4 or 5 minutes off this game clock right now, it would be huge.
Cook, out of the gun here. Grabs the snap, hands off to Coley. Coley around the left
side.
Stiff arm in. Stays on his feet, tiptoeing along the far sideline. Has the first down. And steps out around the 44.
16-yard gain.
He told Lauren Eisler to take a step back.
That was a great stiff arm by Theo Coley.
Coley just stuffed it in his face.
Able to get to the edge. Turned on the burners. Picked up a critical 16-yard gain and a first down.
Cook looks to the sideline. 9:20 to play. They can think about starting to churn this clock out. 2 seconds on the play clock. Cook.
Cook by himself.
Keeper around the left edge. Able to scamper out of bounds around the 41. It's a short gain there.
Short gain, and Ash, you got to stay in bounds. Don't run out of bounds on us.
Second and 9, a gain of 1. 9:16 to play.
Clock is so important to take off time. Clock management. I know we're dealing with 16, 17, and 18-year-old guys.
Snap on the way here to Cook. Grabs it.
He's going to throw.
And he's looking to throw down the far side. Wants Quinlan. And
he's got it!
The 10. He reels it in. What a catch by Quinlan inside the 10. It'll be first and goal.
35-yard hookup. Cook to Quinlan. The Regals are knocking on the door again. And this one, another score will put it away. What a catch by Quinlan. All-out diving effort to reel that pass in. And that could possibly be the dagger in this semifinal game.
Cook takes the snap, hands off Coley. Coley up the middle, dancing towards the 5, and he picks up about 3 yards. It'll be second and goal from the 5. Carter Saul's there on the stop for St. Ansgar.
I think they're going to give him 4. The ball's inside the 5-yard line.
Remember, St. Ansgar had to use a timeout earlier in this half, so they've only got 2.
Regals have their full complement of 3 here. Shouldn't need to call a timeout unless necessary.
Regina hasn't given up an offensive touchdown in the second half, and it feels like this could be the dagger here if they score. Cook from the gun. Takes the snap, hands off Coley. Coley around left edge, wrapped up by
Look at that second effort. It's going to be just shy. It's going to be just shy. Give him 3.
He turned a loss into a gain of 3.
I said before, he's not very big, but boy, is he deceptive with his strength. Keeps his feet churning all the time. That's why you're able to pick up those crucial yards.
And they'll get to churn another half minute off the clock here.
That's
7:30 left to play, 42-28 Regina.
Coach Clevenger knows that this is the ball game right here.
Third and goal from the 1.
Look at Cook, maybe a quarterback sneak. Coley will push him in.
Cook grabs it, pushing straight ahead, looking for the edge. I don't know if he has it.
They're going to say no.
Shy. Although this might not be
and
the
worst okay.
thing in the
no,
world.
No, that's okay because more time is coming off the clock. That's okay in this case.
In fact, you wonder if maybe they didn't push him as much as they would have here on this next play.
And this is fourth down. No opportunity for a first down. They've got a score here, and I would imagine they're going to run this play clock down and then call a timeout. And that's exactly what they're doing. Good call by Coach Cook. And
6:32 remaining.
Coach Hinkle, yes.
28, Regina. And now St. Ansgar, they're tired.
No.
Their offense has struggled.
Remember we talked about this. These guys are just selling out on every play. There's no taking off a play by either team, and they are gassed. There's not a lot left in the tank. These are like two prize fighters deep into the round of the fight, and who's going to be left standing at the end of this one?
All right, Gary, don't want to look too far ahead, but let's say Regina advances. Short week going to be interesting. How do you think they'll handle that headed into a potential championship?
You know what?
Championship?
Both, remember now, both teams that will be playing in the finals will have that same situation, so it's not an advantage really to either school. But when this happens, boy, these coaches are so good at picking things out on film and picking up tendencies and weaknesses and matchups that are favorable. Definitely something that Regina relishes in. That's one of the reasons why they're so successful. These guys know what they're doing from a coaching standpoint. I don't think there's too many coaching staffs in the state of Iowa that does it any better than Coach Cook and company.
42-28, Regina. 6:32 to go, and they look to push in the dagger.
You just get that sense that the Saints have very little air left in their lungs here. Regina's stepping on them pretty heftily right now. And we're still waiting. Got a TV timeout. And we're ready for action. Yep, we're ready for action.
Cook works out of the gun here.
Fourth and goal.
Coley's lined up like a fullback. Cook takes the snap. Dives.
Oh,
he leaps into the end zone. Touchdown, Ashton Cook with the leap.
Up and over. Stretching out, both hands on the ball, breaking the plane. And that gives you your 3-touchdown lead late in the fourth quarter.
48-28.
Gave him a little bit of a running head start there. Lined up in the shotgun. A sure-footed Wick. And got a break in the action before the kick, actually. Extra point.
False start. 69 on the kicking team.
Okay. False start on Regina. So they're going to move him back 5. This should not be dramatic for Alec Wick.
Now Wick's been perfect on PATs today. 7 touchdowns for Regina. And this one is the cherry on top. Wick's kick straight through. 49-28 with 6:29 to play. Gary, Regina's going to play for a state title.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And, you know, both teams coming into this game have the chip on their shoulder, that mentality of we play to win. We're going to advance, and something had to give in this ball game. And I would say, you know, although Regina's thrown up all these points, I'm going to give their defense a lot of credit.
Yeah.
You know, keeping the Saints from scoring too many points. They've given up 4 touchdowns, but man, oh man, they have stopped a rushing juggernaut. Today they've made some key stops on defense, forcing some 3 and outs, and that was one of our question marks. You know, how do you stop this team? Coach Cook said last night, I'm not sure you do stop them, but you've got to minimize the damage that they can do to you, and that's exactly what the Regals have done this morning. What an outstanding high school football game. Lots of action. We've seen a lot.
49-28, Regina. 6:29 to play.
One thing that the Coach Cook said, unlike years in the past, they're going to shower up right away, hit the buses, and head for home. They're not going to be allowed to watch any of the second game. And
that's a good kick, bounces out.
Going to bounce out of bounds, so the ball's going to come back out to the 35.
Now, why is that?
Ball rolled out of bounds.
Oh, no, sorry. Why they have to leave would be the coronavirus.
They're limiting the number of spectators.
Right.
They want these guys, you know, to get cleaned up and get out. And, Miles, this is something new this year where in between games it takes about an hour for them to prepare for the second contest because they're going to sanitize the sidelines.
The seats.
They've got special spray that they're bringing in, and they've really got this down to a science.
Well, St. Ansgar, 6:29 to play, trying to stay in this ball game. They hand it off here. It's Cole. About a yard. Looks like this one's probably going to wrap itself up in the next couple of minutes as we approach 11:30 local time.
Yeah, right now, St. Ansgar, this is not the position that they play well out of. Down three touchdowns. They're not a high-powered offense. They are a ground-and-pound
offense. This is by far the most points their defense has given up this year. 34 against Mason City Newman Catholic back in October was the most before today, and that was the only time they had given up more than 21. Here's Horgan running around the edge.
Going to be a quarterback keeper, and that's going to be a first down.
It is a first down
for St. Ansgar.
45.
They're going to give him about six on that carry.
5:44 to go. Regina by 21.
And
they will play next Thursday at a time to be determined.
And the Regals are just, they want to keep everything in front of them at this point.
Snap here to Horgan. Hands off to Cole running left, and just not much there, up to maybe the 47.
And again, that clock just continues to wind. They're going to give him 2 to 3 on that carry. And you've got about 30 seconds coming off the clock with each down, each snap.
And a handoff here. Ryan Cole around the right edge. This one of his first real good runs of the day. Gets up to about the 47 of Regina. And it'll be enough for the first down. No, actually just shy. Set up about 3rd and 3-ish. 3rd and 3. 4.5 minutes to play. Regina up 49-28.
Comfortably.
And
comfortably up 49-28. Feeling good.
St. Ansgar with a veteran team is going to miss out on a chance at a state title. Second straight year, they can't get past the semifinal. Snap it here, throw left side, and a big hit. No flag as Cole able to reel it in across the 35. Thought that might have been a block in the back.
That was a pick play.
It was a pick play, and it worked. And St. Ansgar, a little too late, putting up one of their best drives of the game. Again, they've only got two timeouts, so depending on how long this goes, Regina can start to think about ending this one. We will be back with you in 6 days' time as Regina prepares to face.
Here's a double move.
Winner of Grundy Center, and he's throwing it towards us, and it falls shy of Brady Hackenmiller. Looks like it was headed towards us.
Yeah, that was just putting the ball out, seeing if Hackenmiller could come down with it, but really well defended by Sam Aitchison.
Council Bluffs, St. Albert, Grundy Center. The winner will play Regina next week. 49-28 Regals, 3:51 remaining. They haven't won a state title since 2015. 7 of them in school history, all in the last 15 years. And whistles before the snap. Timeout called Regina.
Regina going to take advantage of a timeout right there, Coach Dumont. And we're under 4 minutes in this semifinal, Class A.
And they can taste victory, the Regals.
Waiting in the wings. We've got the second semifinal contest. Grundy.
Council Bluffs, St. Albert.
And St. Albert's. That should be a good ball game. Got to figure that Grundy Center could be the favorite in this second semifinal contest. And St. Ansgar, the realization, Miles, is hitting the sideline, hitting their fans in the stands. Very, very quiet. Going to go down at the hands of the Regina Regals, who have shown and proven that they are indeed the better football team here in this contest. Great defensive game plan by Coach Dumont. Coach Ed Hinkle again, the offensive guru that he is, putting up 49 points on the board. Just a really, really efficient offense all ball game long. And I have the Regals unofficially with 22 first downs in this game. And unofficially I have St. Ansgar with 9 first downs. So the Regals are beating St. Ansgar at their own game. Clock management, time of possession, first downs 2-1 here in this contest. Just a great, great game by the Regals.
Second and 10.
Whoa.
And
I think that was a little miscommunication between the center and the remainder of the Saints. I think he snapped a little premature. Everybody was caught off guard on that.
Clock keeps ticking. 3.5 minutes to play.
And again, the story of this game was the Regina defense holding Ryan Cole in check for the entire ball game. Something we just really didn't expect to see, but
no.
It is indeed playing out.
3:15 to go. 49-28 Regals.
Look for a counter.
And they're looking for the counter here around the right edge for Cole. Cole looking for the edge.
Yep.
And he stays on his feet, tiptoeing inside the 20 down to the 16. Although he stays in bounds, so the clock will run under 3 minutes to play after the first down.
That's his first
big run of
big
the
run of 15 yards or more.
And this is just too little too late for the Saints. 49-28 the score with 3 minutes remaining. First and 10 from the 17 of Regina.
Got to figure they have to put the ball in the air, and they are.
They will. Looking right, lobs across the middle, incomplete. He wanted Sauls, and that wasn't really a good throw.
No. And again, the passing attack by St. Ansgar, not a complicated passing attack. Easy to defend. Basically just vertical routes by all receivers. And the Regina secondary, just so gifted athletically, it just doesn't fool them. Here's a double move.
Fires left. Incomplete. 49-28, the score remains with 2:40 to play.
Again, good coverage by Sam Aitchison there on Hackenmiller. Another pass that just drops harmlessly, incomplete. Here's third and 10. Taking a lot of time in the huddle here calling this play, but the clock has stopped on that incompletion.
49-28. 2:40 to play. Third and 10. Looking again, Horgan, right side, lobs a pass up that is caught and getting out of bounds immediately.
That's big number 15,
big number
Hillman.
15, Hillman. So that'll stop the clock again, but sets up fourth down and about 10.
Fourth and 5 and a timeout by the Saints.
And let's take a short break with 2:34 to go. Regina leads it 49-28 here on KGYM, the South Gym.
We hopped in the UFG Insurance time machine to ask future you what's worth it. You said things we expected, like your family, your best friend, and the coolest pet in the world. But there were surprises, too, like the dream job you couldn't believe you got and the person you met who changed your whole life. Oh, and BT Dubs, while we were talking, you of the future asked us to tell you it's all worth it. We think you should trust yourself on that. So no phone when you drive. And sign the pledge against distracted driving at UFGWorthIt.com.
This is KGYM Sports Radio, 106.3 Iowa City, The Gym.
Welcome back inside the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls, Iowa, 49-28. Regina over the Saints. Fourth down and five, the play of the game here, although Regina's got this one all but wrapped up. Ball's at the 11. Horgan settles under center, looks to throw, fires.
Oh, hit from behind.
He throws, and it's an incomplete pass.
Coley on the blind side.
And that will end the game. A turnover on downs. Just one timeout left for the Saints.
Yeah, they're going to call that an incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass.
His arm was in the throwing motion when he was hit by Coley. Coach Dumont bringing a little pressure on that fourth and five. Pays dividends for the Regals. And we've got a mass substitution here for Regina. Got Jack Tierney, sophomore quarterback, coming in here, number four.
2:28 to play. And a handoff and met immediately.
It's number 32 carrying the ball, Danny Gavin. Another sophomore for the Regals. They're going to give him a loss of two on that play.
Regina's going to play for a state title, Gary. Sounds good, doesn't it?
We love the sound of this.
First year in Class
A. They're banging the drum here in Class A.
And you and I get to wrap up our time together with a state title game. Nothing better.
You can't script it out, Miles, any more appropriately than that.
Hand off here and knocked down right away. Miller on the carry.
And that was Gentry Dumont handing off. Coach Dumont's freshman son. And you've got Jack Tierney coming back out to take snaps. They're kind of doing a little rotation here with 1:23 to go in this game. Third down, third and 12. And look for a run again. Keep that clock churning. Going to be a quarterback keeper by Tierney.
Mm-hmm. Tierney spins.
Keep your hands on the ball. Wrap it up. Going to be fourth down. Punting unit's going to come in. I think they're going to let this clock wind down and call another timeout, I would suspect.
42 seconds.
There's 20 on the play clock. And 35 on the game clock. So congratulations to Coach Cook and staff and the Regals and the Regal community on their way into the championship of Class A. Miles, as you mentioned, that ball game will be next Thursday, and the Regals' opponent will be determined in the next ball game here in the Uni Dome.
It'll be the winner of Grundy Center versus Council Bluffs St. Albert, and hugs and cheers as Regina, they can taste it. They are going to the state title game.
We're going to have number 42 coming in for Regina. Andrew Denninger, Jr., he's going to punt this ball away. Several players being brought in for the Regals here.
And he'll punt it here.
Denninger gets that ball away.
And Cole will return it. Around the 40, and spins out of a tackle, and then gets wrapped up by his ankles around the 44.
Yep, trying to change directions, but not going to happen. I think Chambliss brought him down, if I'm not mistaken. And some new players coming in on defense for the Regals. And you have to figure, Miles, this is going to be the last play of the game.
Yep.
There are 7 seconds left on the game clock. And the Regals are punching their ticket. They'll be playing for another state title.
And this will do it. The Regina Regals are headed to the state title game, Gary, with a 49-28 win over St. Ansgar.
And the Regals are a happy bunch. Right there. What a high school football game. Hats off to St. Ansgar for playing their hearts out, but just came up against a team that was a little bit better. A good, solid defensive effort by the Regals was the difference in this ball game, along with the big three offensively.
I just give some credit to St. Ansgar. Heck of a season. They played well today. But ultimately, we thought it would be whichever team could have some more success defensively, and Ryan Cole really just couldn't get it done today for the Saints.
There's the difference, and they're going to hand out the runner-up trophy to the Saints. Congratulations. Great season. They're going to opt out here at 10-1.
We'll try and find out as soon as we can when we will be here next Thursday.
Congratulations on a great season.
Class A state final game. And Gary, your initial thoughts after Regina pulls out this big victory?
Well, I'm circling it right now, Miles, and I think the difference was Ryan Cole, 15 carries, 72 yards.
Not enough.
Not enough. Offensive punch by the Saints in this one, and the Regals, again, as I mentioned, the big three. We'll add up their stats here in just a few minutes, but Ashton Cook was absolutely electrifying from the second quarter on. He just took control of this game. Theo Coley definitely got the upper hand as far as a running back and the damage that he caused today in this ball game, rushing for three touchdowns and pretty darn close to 150 yards on the ground. And don't forget Alec Wick, an outstanding game, over 100 yards in receiving yardage. Levi Quinlan also putting his name in this scorebook with five catches and a six-yard touchdown. Great, great game by the Regals.
Well, the final score here, 49-28. And we will join you next week for Regina and the winner of St. Ansgar versus Grundy Center and Council Bluffs St. Albert. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. For our producer, Jeff Downing, and my partner, Gary Fickle, I'm Miles Klotz. Final score, Regina 49, Saints of St. Ansgar 28. Oh, and don't forget, Iowa football tonight against Minnesota, 6 o'clock. Should be a fun one. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll talk to you next Thursday from the Dome.
Are you ready